FM 106.7.
Must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Well, it sure does seem so.
Yeah,
sure does seem that way.
It does indeed.
Folks are taking a hanker into us.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
The eighth wonder of the world!
Don't say anything too saucy. There's a monitor speaker on outside. I just put it out there.
Oh, really? So they can hear us outside? Now, that was pretty saucy.
I just want to let you know, we're on outside.
Well, don't turn us on outside yet.
I'll unhook it.
Yeah, turn it off.
This is just for the listeners.
Bad monkey. Bad ape. Bad ape.
I don't get it. Why can't we be on outside?
Because what if we talk about screwing? We've got it on our gigantic Jumbotron speaker out there. What if we talk about doing what you like doing?
You mean butt action?
Yeah.
Of the hot variety?
Hot butt. 100 degree butt
hot
action.
Butt action.
They probably wouldn't like that.
No. Big show today. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Totally hot, 100 degree pool girl. Uh-huh. Now listen, as a last minute entrant, making a last minute entrance into the contest.
Right.
Our own radio's Mike O'Mara, who has decided that he will be broadcasting at least part of the day from the pool with the women.
You know that it is a tradition that I have had on this show. I believe there are other photographs floating around where I've been in a kiddie pool on this show before.
Yes, you have.
Do you remember that?
Mitts.com. That's the website.
I'm not going down.
No,
that's the first joke.
Come on.
That's it. You're making fun of my man, Brad. And I haven't even taken my shirt off yet.
Not yet.
I'm going to like wear a t-shirt. Do that thing like the fat kids do. Where I wear the bathing suit. We sent Joshua Tree. I will not get in the pool if the bathing suit that we sent him out to get doesn't fit. And he is a young, thin guy that might get me a young, thin kind of bathing suit, and I don't want that to happen.
Medium Speedo, right?
A medium Speedo.
Perfect. German style.
That I wear, you know, I may actually turn it into my own thong. A lot by itself, I think, is great.
Oh, and
I
might not have a choice.
This is turning out to be a reason not even to have people come down.
No. I will not get into the pool
now,
unless we have our 100 degree woman come down.
Now, here is the deal.
Or 20.
If you are just a total knockout piece of ass,
and you're just fantastic in a bikini,
or even if you know you're one of those butter girls, you know, everything butter face,
right? Yeah, even if you got a homely face and a great body,
but you got a killer body,
right?
Put on your best bikini and come on down to the Don and Mike World Broadcasting headquarters at the corner of Montrose Road, Old Georgetown Road, and Rockville Pike in Classic Rockville, Maryland.
Uh-huh. I want to make sure that we communicate what kind of kiddie pool we have. This is the Uber kiddie pool.
That's big.
This is a big, huge pool. There is plenty of room. This is not
German engineering went into this pool.
Rob got the great kiddie pool. He really, but it's not a kiddie pool.
No, it is what is called an Intech Easy Set with a 12-foot width and a 2.5-foot depth.
I seriously saw this thing. I saw you setting this thing up.
And
since
laps.
I do not have a pool, I seriously thought about maybe getting one of those things just to throw in the backyard.
Mike, I'll tell you, it takes so much water that we could not use the hose here. So.
Right.
Warm thanks.
Get it?
Warm thanks to Jay at Renahan's Water for Pools in the Baltimore area, 410-489-7120. They'll fill you up.
We were looking at Jay, and Joe and I were looking out the window, and Joe said something like, "Bet you wouldn't want to pick a fight with him.
He let me hold his hose."
Be careful with that.
He's not for the other guy. Not you, water guy. Not Jay. That was for Rob.
Jay's a tough looking hombre.
That's right.
So anyway, we got us a big pool out there, and you know it's going to be 100 degrees everywhere. But here in D.C., where we do the show from, it's going to top out. Finally. Something over 100 degrees.
It already was, you know, when you're driving along, and a lot of cars have their little thermometers now, and I saw 100, like driving on the highway, which amazes me that
that's not really a fair representation, though, because aren't you getting like the heat of the asphalt, which
has
had
the opposite? I thought that you're moving along in the wind, and that would maybe keep the temperature down.
Buzz, what is the current temperature?
It's 97 degrees here in Rockville with a heat index of 106 just kicked up.
See,
106.
I think what everyone is really waiting for, though, is the 100 degree temperature.
Right.
The heat index at this point, you know, 97 feels like 106. Listen, 97 feels like 156,
yeah,
for God's sake.
It's going to be warmer tomorrow and warmer the day after, right?
So today what we're looking for is the hottest, absolutely hottest woman in our pool. The cash prize, already determined yesterday, $440.
Well, that's
fantastic.
Nice.
Now, if you are just put together and you come down and you want to go get in the pool.
Oh,
is this thing turned on? Can you hear me?
Oh,
Joshua?
No one out there right now.
No one's out there?
Well, can send Joe right now.
Joshua Tree is here, and he'll be outside with the wireless microphone because everything's set up now, thank God, in the new studios. And let's say that you show up and you're out there like in 10 minutes or so, and you're just really put together.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we might just make you sit out there for half an hour and end the contest right there. Right.
It could be that easy.
Yeah. However, cool. The dream, the hedonism dream,
is that we have a heated competition.
It's like Amazon Women from the Moon, where one beautiful woman, one woman each more beautiful than the next,
right,
comes and we are like Jeff Probst, and I do mean Probst, where we have to say to some lovely damsel, you are simply not nice enough. There's not room for two of you in the pool.
I have a question for Rob. Rob, who is that Butterbean guy that's out there?
Oh, you remember Dave?
That's
Dave.
Now, Mike, as an added bonus.
Yes.
Dave, who we determined on one of our other outdoor shows, was...
Oh, that's who it is?
Yeah. Tom Gavin's brother.
Ah, that's Dave.
Tom's lookalike.
Oh, he's not wearing a hat today.
No, he's just showing his head.
No,
he's not. He's got a shaved head.
I didn't realize that he might have a head of hair.
I think Joe is standing by if you want to talk to him.
I got it today.
Hi, Don.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Hey.
You've got a really good friend.
He's very nice. Hello, let's go outside now. Hello.
Joe?
Hello, Joe.
Come in, Joe Artinger.
Joe.
Here we go.
And he's in the back room.
Yeah, why'd you say go to him then?
Because I saw him putting on his headphones and leaving his seat.
The eighth wonder of the world!
Hello?
To defeat Joe, one must think like Joe.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
Kong! The eighth wonder of the world!
Hello?
Kong! Kong! Oh. The eighth wonder of the world!
Good job producing.
Thank you.
Good job producing. You say Joe's outside and he's sitting in the next room.
Can't do it without the help of Joe.
You can see him.
I want to share
you can see him through
the
goddamn window. See,
I'm outside now.
Ah, there he is.
I forgot to account for the delay.
You never hear this, Joe. Not your fault.
Aw.
Joe. Not your fault.
Isn't that nice, Joe?
I wish my wife would say that to me today.
I disagree.
That's not
What happened with your gal pal?
Well, about a month ago, I put in paperwork to have her put on my insurance policy with Infinity.
Yeah.
Joe, I don't really care.
Yeah, I know. neither does Infinity, Don.
So here we go. Joe's outside. Joe, can you describe the pool to us? And, Mike, you can see him from your spot in the studio, right?
Bird's eye view of Joe. This is fantastic.
Well, Don, it's round, it's blue, and it's filled with water. And I've got 1 foot in it. Oh, I almost fell in it. Oh, I got 2 feet in it.
You retard, you almost fell in.
Almost fell in. He's in there right now. He's waiting in there.
Is it cool, Joe?
Yes, it is. It's very nice.
And how many people would you estimate you could get into this pool, realistically?
Jeez, I'd say a dozen or more.
Yeah, easily. Yeah.
Good-sized pool. And, again, if you're the hottest woman, and we'll have prizes for everybody, and it's a chance, you know, for people to drive by on Rockville Pike on their way home, stop, see beautiful women out there, big breasts bouncing, waving, saying hello on behalf of the Don and Mike show, and then... Of course, what is key to this, key to getting the women showing up, is that Mike will not go out and join until there is...
I don't know whether this is going to be a draw or whether this is going to keep people away.
Until there is a beautiful woman out there.
I will not be in the pool solo.
No.
That would be far too embarrassing. I will.
No, you didn't lose a bet.
I didn't lose a bet, no.
You're doing this for fun.
No, I really feel like, you know, seriously, I feel like it's 100 degrees and I wouldn't mind sitting in a kiddie pool today. I really wouldn't mind.
It is.
I really wouldn't mind, but... I'm not going to go out there until we get some participation.
And Rob says, of course, just because this is what he cares about.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
Please park across the street.
Oh, okay, thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
We're being good
thank
neighbors.
You. And John is back.
Thank you. Oh, Joshua Tree's here?
Yeah, he got my suit. He got my bathing suit. Isn't that handsome?
I'm back.
Hey, Joshua Tree.
What's up?
Joshua Tree, seriously, you did a good job. It's powder blue.
That's your color.
Thank you. It was the only extra large left.
Joshua Tree, of course, celebrity he most resembles is David Schwimmer. Joshua Tree, when's the last time you got yourself some good old-fashioned stink?
Went to a wedding this weekend, Don.
You're my man.
Oh, listen to that.
You're my man.
Nothing hornier than a bridesmaid who's single.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just starting the wedding circuit right now.
Oh, good.
My friends are getting married, so this is exciting.
Will you ever call her again?
I don't know her name.
Did you seriously tag a bridesmaid?
Yes.
Oh, Joshua Tree.
Our hero.
It was a heroic weekend.
Wow. Where'd you do it?
We were all staying in the hotel where the wedding was.
So sweet. So sweet.
That is too
so
funny.
Sweet. Fresh meat.
You the man, Joshua.
All right.
Tree.
Glorious.
See you later, Joshua Tree.
I'll be out here.
Bye-bye. All right.
So if there are any women out there that would like to share a pool with Grandpa today, please come on down. It should be a lot of fun.
Joe's feet have already been in there.
Yeah, and his shoes.
Joshua Tree has been in it.
The water still looks clean.
Absolutely. So come on by. And again, hottest woman, you know, it's a jive thing, but the hottest woman gets the money. Oh, this will be the hottest day of the year.
Will there be prizes for all women participating?
Like there will be. Everybody, all the women that show up will get... Well, at least $100.
Good.
At least $100 for all the hot women that show up, incidentally. Yeah.
Now, it's a sliding scale.
Yes. Meaning that the very first woman...
She's going to be dubbed hot, regardless of what she looks like. Right?
Liz Crenshaw. Someone should call Channel 4 and send her over here right now. Right now, it's finally Liz Crenshaw's dream. It's a beauty contest. She can win.
We're sitting here in the tub right now with Liz Crenshaw, Megan McGrath, having a wonderful time.
Here comes Susan Kidd, and there goes the water.
Susan Kidd and Barbara Harrison rounding out the top four.
The same Susan didn't get here before we filled the pool.
What and J.C., now that I'm friends with J.C. Hayward.
Oh, yes, good.
From Channel 9.
Yeah, right.
I just want to say, from me to you, from my ticker to you, baby. Baby. Hey, where's the Barry White music?
Yeah.
I want to say something to J.C. Hayward.
Get a special message for J.C.
I watch the new news on Channel 9 sometimes.
Okay.
I watch it today.
Take it off.
You've taken it off, baby. Those wigs. What you've had on TV the last 2 days, baby, that's all you.
Baby.
JC? Baby! Let me see that hair. The real hair. The curly hair. No, she's this lady on Channel 9
right
who
enough.
Has like a King Tut collection of wigs.
Anchor lady.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. And I've called her on it for many, many years.
Yes, you have.
And I noticed today it was absolutely not a wig. It had to be a real hair.
Oh,
good.
Wow.
Real perm hair.
So she's going au natural.
Do it.
There you go. Did it turn you on to see her real head of hair?
Do it, baby. No. The only thing on that show that turns me on is Howard Bernstein.
There you go. Just looking at him.
HB.
Man, I can't even pay attention to the weather when he's giving it.
I know. My Doppler goes more higher than 9,000, I'll tell you that.
Uh-huh.
Mike, before we listen to some of the show opens and try to decide what we're going to do.
Indeedy do, yes.
I did want to say something to you, friend.
Yes, yes, what friend?
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, we have groaners?
Not necessarily. Play along.
All right. Well, I have to remember, you caught me by surprise.
Start with a one-liner.
Start again, please.
Hello.
Well, hello there.
This is Michael Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale, president of the Beverly Hills Savings Club. What is it?
Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Say, Mill.
Milburn Drysdale, president of Commerce.
The heat wave continues across the United States.
Certainly does.
It was so hot yesterday.
How hot?
Am I doing it or what? Am I doing Milburn Drysdale?
Come on, Kong.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
He's over here now. He sits with me now.
Anos of a Kong!
I'm totally flustered by this. Here we go.
Kong! The eighth wonder of the world!
Oh, here you go. I'll give it to you from the top.
All right, very good. Here we go. Here we go.
The heat wave continues across the United States. It was so hot yesterday.
How hot was it, Mr. Shannon?
Mel Gibson went to a synagogue just for a chilly reception.
Oh, you sure are a crazy son of a...
You think you're crazy?
Yeah.
Are you calling me crazy? You think you're crazy? Yeah, you want to see crazy? I'll see you.
There he is, Melvin Gibson.
Now, Gibson in a world of trouble.
Mel... Oh, hi, Mel.
Drugs, booze, anything. You name it. Sometimes I used to drive inebriated. I mean, this is the height of careless stupidity. It's only by grace from above that I, you know, that I'm not in a pine box somewhere.
Amen. Now,
hello.
Is that a recent... Oh, I'm sorry. Right, do you have more, Mr. Shannon?
What former New York politician will never get Mel Gibson's support?
Which former politician will never get his support?
Rudy... Giuliani.
Hello.
Yes. I'm Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
What Star Wars character does Mel Gibson despise?
Which one?
Chewbacca.
Ah, very good, Mr. Shannon.
What Caribbean island does Mel Gibson refuse to visit?
Which Caribbean island?
Jamaica.
Oh, we're stretching now there, Mr. Shannon.
Not all the way.
Yes.
There's more.
Give them to me.
There's more goodness in this piece of comedy.
Fantastic there, Mr. Shannon.
What is Mel Gibson's least favorite Spike Lee movie?
Tell me, Miss Hathaway.
Do the Right Thing.
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
Want one more?
Yeah, of course I do.
What is Mel Gibson's least favorite Dan Aykroyd movie?
Which one?
The Jews Brothers.
Oh, wonderful, Mr. Shannon.
Here you go.
Yes. There we go.
You know what that is?
What?
Preparation for you.
That's quality.
That's right.
Prepared comedy for your entertainment.
Sat down, thought about it, wrote it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and also, before we start the show, I think we should address this thing, because we actually have another episode, Shock, of Meet the Fartleys.
Yes. Right.
Set to air.
Right.
And then, you've got the guy on the website, Rupert Pumpkin.
Yes.
Who the problem beyond his own editorial slant that he writes, even when he writes news,
right.
and no offense to any Orientals out there, about the slant thing. Like even yesterday, as we mentioned, when he writes at Opie and Anthony, get some new stations, he wrote, "We get a clear in Miami, or right. Maui,
Maui,
you know,
right.
Boy, that really sucks, blah, blah, blah."
Uh-huh.
The bitch I've had with the guy is the fact that in his little mailbag section of his website, yeah. from day one,
right.
It's really not fair. It's not an open season on everybody. He selectively picks what he wants in there.
Right. And he's been on us pretty good for quite some time.
99% anti us, you know, always. And, you know,
then it got worse when we started punching back a little bit.
Yeah. And then we started, this thing, the radio fight.
Right.
And I don't know what's happened, but here's what the guy has now on the front page of his website today.
Okay. And this came out of left field. I don't get it.
I have to think that he's legit because he mentions my wife, my wife's name in this thing.
There's nothing in there that's cynical or phony. I mean, he's right. Those are his words.
I want to hear that.
So, sounds like a truce. I would say
certainly an olive branch.
It is. You're putting up the white flag. You know, I think is basically what he's doing here.
It seems it surprised me to see it. I'm very surprised that this was in here because it doesn't go along with what he's been writing lately.
No. So anyway, he writes rant 8-1. But seriously, folks, 1 year ago today, August 1, 2005, DC radio, great. Seen it right away. I'm looking at this going, okay, what's up with this?
You think something's coming.
DC Radio Gray, Don Geronimo, returned to the airwaves after the death of his wife, Frida, in an automobile accident in July 2005.
Right.
Delivering an incredibly moving tribute to the woman who was clearly his soulmate, the DC radio community had never heard anything quite like it and probably never will again.
Right.
Look, a lot of you have been following the give and take between your trusty webmaster and Don over the last few months, but we've got to remember that it's just radio. I'd like to commend Don on his return to radio form after what seems to have been a painfully brutal year. Say what you will about the Don and Mike show, sometimes juvenile and sometimes crossing the line of good taste, it remains one of the best damn things that has ever graced the DC radio dial.
Wow.
Don and Mike are comic geniuses. See, this is why I'm still reading this.
Still waiting for the other
shoe to drop.
Right.
Who deserve to be number one rated again. Keep in mind, just yesterday, when I was looking at this guy's website,
he had
some comment like, well, Don and Mike suck because they're only number four in their home market.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then you've got this. Hold on, but it goes on.
But we know, look, one of the things we've said all the way along, he does listen to the show. We know that for a fact.
Yeah. Don and Mike deserve to be treated better by their employer, CBS Radio, who is raked in the advertising revenue from their wildly popular show and yet has pretty much relegated them to the back burner in marketing promotions.
Yep.
And Don and Mike deserve to have a whole darn wing in the radio museum that I, for one, hope that Don and Mike continue to be heard for many more years, far beyond the two remaining on the current contract. I wish them well and look forward to a continued strong stream of good-natured bantering between the radio gods and DCR-TV. I tip my camo baseball hat to you two. When it comes down to it, you guys rock. Nobody does it better.
Wow.
Whoa!
That's a sincere love letter.
Well, it is. There's nothing.
It is.
There's nothing in there you can take and distort. There's, I mean, he is.
That's so nice.
But I mean, Dave, we've said that all along. You've said that all
Rupert,
along.
Rupert.
Just speaking for me, I would love if we didn't continue our bantering. I would love if you just crawl back under that rock that you were under before you decided just to turn your message board into like to a
Don and Mike hate site.
A site for 13-year-old boys who just want to write that we suck.
Right.
You know.
I wish there was a little more balance there.
You know. And you run it, Dave. You moderate it, for God's sakes. You know. Jesus Christ, look at the ratings yourself. It's quite obvious not everybody in the world hates us and thinks our show stinks, as your mailbag would seem to indicate, and you are the moderator. You do know what gets through. I mean, we've had people send us emails saying, gosh, I write every day, and the guy never prints anything I write at all, and it's supposed to be like a mailbag where anything goes.
And, well, if this is the spirit of peace, the olive branch right
is
now.
Is the word détente?
If this is, perhaps he could...
Détente?
He could, you know, I think all we're asking for is a little balance, you know? I mean, really...
Détente? Oh, but you know what that means, then? We will have to just work someone else into the Fartleys.
Yes.
Besides Rupert.
That must go on.
Oh, that'll be easy. Although his relationship with Jim Fartley must still be mentioned. The fact that, you know...
Yes.
Jim Fartley from WTOP...
In fun.
...feeds this guy...
Right.
...you know, the information that he's not supposed to give out.
Right.
Like about the ratings and junk. Mm-hmm. I mean, when his station does good... Mm-hmm. See, the deal is this. Let's just bring this out on the table right away. When the ratings come out... If you're a DJ, you can get on the air and you can scream your ass off about it, right? Hey, I'm number one in whatever category.
Sure, it's perfectly legal.
If you're a print online journal or something, journalism, Arbitron, the radio company, yeah, they got rules, Jack.
Yes.
I mean, it's like 5 o'clock is the release time for the ratings.
Right.
If WTOP, the news station, which is run by this guy Jim Fartley, if the ratings would come out once every 3 months and his station didn't have a good ratings book.
Right.
You would notice that on Rupert Pupkin's site, it wouldn't have the ratings. It wouldn't have until after 5 o'clock, until they were published, like in radio and records and the inside radio and everywhere else. When WTOP had a good ratings book, all of a sudden, ratings would appear beyond just the beauty pageant, the 12-plus that's released to the public.
Some details.
It would be incredible details.
And really, there's only one way to do that, is for someone who is involved in it, who subscribes to it, to actually get that information to that website. And we that's never been denied, that Rupert gets them from Jim Fartley.
Yeah, and that'll be the reason that we drag Rupert into this.
Right. Right.
So, Rupert, listen, if you want a truce, you know, in the spirit of Frida, I accept it. You know, I'd rather really not banter with you, dude.
I will say this to him. If this is the way he truly feels, I mean, beyond all the other crap that he puts out, this is, you know, one of his, what do they call them, rants?
Yep.
If this is really the way the guy feels, you know, then perhaps it is a legitimate statement he's making. It just doesn't necessarily go along with what else has been written by him in the past, and also the way he's moderated. And you know what? I mean, we've said all along, even when he's giving us the slams each and every day, or moderating that site in such a way that that's what you get, is you get slams. we always knew the guy was listening to the show. We always knew that the guy was into it. I mean, obviously, I mean, if you added up posts about every other media outlet, I'm talking radio and television, we would be number one as far as the subject of that website.
Sheer number
constantly.
Alone.
Yes.
We wear that badge proudly. On that site, we get written about.
So we're waiting to see if his actions, his fairness, matches up with his kind words here.
Yeah.
Right, that's true.
So but sure as hell wasn't bad to read that.
Big fan of the show.
Right.
You know, he thinks we're fantastic. Blah, yeah. blah, blah.
I like that.
Well, then how about like when you write a news item, you know, don't write something like at the end of it that says, you know, and P.S. F you, Don and Mike.
He was mad at you. He was hurt. He still wants you.
I know.
It's all about the BF.
That's right.
It's all about the BBF, the big BF.
And you know, Don, I'm throwing this out there, and it's really your decision at the end of the day, but, you know, who knows, a year and a half down the road, in the event that he was fair and he did play fair, you know, who knows, maybe we'd even say hello to him on the radio one time. Oh, maybe we'd like to hear the voice behind the
there
website.
You go.
If he behaved himself,
now,
of course.
You know what? Now he's going to have to change.
Don, I'm not saying, you know, you make the final decision.
He needs a washcloth.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Consequences.
Yeah, I would say so. Maybe so, Mike.
I mean, really. We've certainly spent a lot of time talking about that.
I'm just looking at the fart lease today, and boy, he's all over the fart lease.
Yeah.
Well, it might have to be a truce that just postponed by one day.
A little editing.
Depending on today's episode of the fart lease.
Very good.
But anyway, hey, Jim Fartley, you know, come on, please. That's why Rupert is in the middle of this thing to begin with, right? Because you're such a swinging dick. Like, when the ratings come out, the first thing you do is call the guy with an internet site to make sure that other guys that read the internet know 5 hours before they can find out on some regular site that your station did great with traffic on the weather and the AIDS and the news together.
Jesus. I was doing an impersonation of his radio station.
Yes.
Programming.
All right. So Mike's going outside. If we get a chick out there,
a winner.
The first hot chick
ready,
out there.
I'm ready. I'm set. I'm ready right now.
Mike is totally ready. Oh, what was that?
I'm ready.
What was that?
Mike's being ready.
Totally ready. No, I hear like a. Don't
what?
You hear that? Like, I heard like a bong bong, like a phone or.
No.
Was that your boner alert?
It's my boner alert.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm ready.
That's what it was.
It will be ready when it's ready.
He made no mistake.
No. I just heard it again.
Now, see, I don't know what you thought.
I just heard it again. And Rob, you know what the boner I was talking about. When Mike said he was ready,
Don,
what did you hear? Is it a phone?
It was, now.
Let me just check my phone.
It was like a ding ding. Ding ding. You know, maybe I'm cuckoo.
I heard like a gas station bell in the building earlier.
That, Buzz, that would be, ding, thank ding. You.
It was that kind of a
That would be
kind of
exactly what I heard.
I don't know where it's coming from, but.
Are we adding our.
Hello. It's in the building somewhere.
Mike.
I'm on the radio right
Stop
now.
It, no one on
please.
The phone.
Listen
Mike.
To me.
Stop it. You're not on the
Stop.
Phone.
Stop these phone calls.
You're not on the phone, Mike.
I will pay you.
Stop it.
All right.
The blackmailer again.
Is that it?
Oh, the eggs are done.
I don't hear anything.
Okay.
What? Is that the sound you heard?
No,
that I think that everybody would have heard that,
like ding ding.
The sound that I heard is
was in your mind. No,
no. I'm sorry, my friend on the acid trip with me heard it. It sounded
him.
Yes,
it's him say.
Yeah.
Indians say, I hear
it. It sounded exactly like what Buzz said, like when you drive over the thing in a gas station.
Ding ding.
The ding ding.
That.
That's what I heard, very faintly.
I heard it earlier.
Mike, and please don't question me on this because we've had our hearing checked on the show before.
Mike.
My hearing is perfect. You are going deaf.
What?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding. You know,
thanks a lot, though, for telling everybody I'm going deaf again.
Thanks
for bringing it. You know, that hurt.
You had the test on the show. Stop it, Rob.
He didn't think
you'd
hear it.
Kong! The eighth wonder of the world!
He didn't think I'd hear it.
Konosawa Kong! Kong!
Did you ever hear of Kong?
Now listen, it would be very nice if we could just start the show. And We'd asked for you guys to send in your tapes of show opens.
Yes, we have.
And we...
Here I go again.
Is anybody with me on this?
Yes. Come on now. We're all with you.
We're all with you.
Let me see. We have all of the ones that made the cut.
All right.
Out of everybody that has submitted them. And we got over 150 of them, and we thank you very much.
Thank you all.
We did not hear all of them on the air. As it turns out, we ended up with 23 that made the cut.
That's a lot.
23 rotating opens for the show that you'll hear every single day.
That's a pretty good passel of them.
More than a month's supply. Yeah.
And as an added bonus, I've asked the fellas in the back room to come up with the three worst ones.
Oh, good. Okay.
Good. And, like idle.
And what we will do is we will select one of these, and it will be added as a wild card.
The worst of all time.
Into the rotation.
Brilliant. And that show that that begins with that will be the worst show of the week.
Yeah.
That's the way it'll work.
Not necessarily. If you know, Buzz, scientifically it's been proven that we do one bad show out of every 24.
Yeah. So when you hear the bad,
you're
going
to turn it off.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
We cannot suck more.
Can't be held responsible.
Just to let the people know who won, because I think that they deserve a bit of recognition from all of us.
Right.
We'll just play like 5 seconds and say the person's name, and you'll hear these. First one is from a guy named Drew Balinski.
Balinski?
I hope I got that name correct. Drew Balinski. B-E-B-I-E.
B-I, Vicky Bay.
B-I-E-L-I-N-S-K-I.
They've taken you to the laughing place.
Nobody has a laughing place to go. Ho, ho!
They've let the callers run the show.
Okay, that one made it.
That was actually submitted yesterday. That's a new one.
Oh, here is one by a guy named Frank Gallardo. Well, that sounds just like the other
one. It does.
Frank Gallardo.
That's right, one.
How hot is hot?
Hey, scumbag. Yes, I'm talking to you, ass. Why don't you get your hand off the radio?
Okay, so you'll hear that's nice a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, can't
here's
wait.
Another one of the finalists. All these people will win prizes, and their show open will be heard at the beginning of every show.
Wonderful.
And thank you for that. Number three from a guy named Glenn Darren.
Show, where we always give you the laugh you need on the 8th. Starring.
Okay, all right.
Okay, can't wait to hear that.
Here's another guy who made it. Congratulations to Rich Aronek.
All right, Brad, tape's rolling. Let's go ahead and give this thing a shot from the top, if you would, please.
Yeah. Okay. It's the Don and Mike Show, starring... hold on, is it Don and Mike, or is it Don and Mike?
Whichever. Whichever one you feel comfortable with is fine.
Okay. It's the Don and Mike Show, starring Michael Sorche.
Sorry, it's Mike. Okay,
you remember that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Here's another one that made it from a guy named Tim Goodrich.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gays and lesbians, transvestites and transsexuals, it's time for everyone's favorite radio program. The Westwood One Radio Network presents the Don and Mike Show. Starring grizzled radio...
And then it goes on. Here's another one that made it. You may remember this one. From Candy Donnelly. You hear these in their entirety starting the show. Some of them are like 5 minutes long.
Right.
Hi, I'm Candy.
Remember this?
And when I want to have a threesome...
That sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. Here's the next one that made it.
They're fun.
By Dennis Lyon.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Get it.
Hey, all you little brains. Time for the Don and Mike Show.
I love it when the guys go, Thomas Mike.
Number 8 by Floyd Barber.
Oh, good.
Hi, Floyd.
Hello.
submitted for your consideration.
Remember this one?
To the casual observer, WJFK in Rockville might seem like a typical radio station. However, the people who work there are anything but typical.
We heard that whole one. That's a great one.
It is.
Number 9 from Jason McCollum.
Please enter your password.
Just one moment, please.
Authorization received. Countdown sequence initiated.
All systems are functional.
The Don and Mike Show is on the air. Featuring the world's oldest phone screener, Joe Artinger.
You're ugly and your mama dresses you funny.
With team coverage news from newsman Buzz Burbank.
You ever stuck some marijuana?
And Buzz Burbank.
I used to suck some coke.
Okay. And here's one. All of these made it. Bill Barris.
Chuck's brother. Over 20 years ago, a crack DJ duo was sent to prison by WJFK for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped the shoddy studio to the Washington, D.C. underground. Today, still wanted by the FCC.
Okay, so that goes on.
Look forward to
that.
That's
great. Here's another one, Donnie Salon. And I mean, really, for two guys who spend a large amount of our time telling our listeners what halfwits they are,
right?
Really, seriously, aren't these fantastic?
Yeah, just creative.
And you guys whipped them up like in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really fun. Really? I really enjoy it.
Nice. Kudos, and I mean the granola bar. Kudos.
Very good.
To all of you. Anyway, where were we up to? Number 11, Donnie Sellen.
DJ DONNY. Right now, it's half past the hour and about 70 degrees in Madison, Wisconsin. Well, send the song out to Don Geronimo, wondering if he's had any of his friends around this pool recently. My AC's out and my little brass have a tennis goal. Song is called Neighbor by Ugly Kid Joe. DONNY, 11 o'clock in Madison, Wisconsin. I'd like to send the song out to Mike O'Mara. Unfortunately, he was caught with his pants down when Carla walked in. The song's called Feel So Good, Naughty by Nature.
And so on.
Goes on. Number 12, Kyle Price.
What follows is a retailer's nightmare, and we cannot be responsible.
Big girl. Big boy. Superstar DJ. There we go.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's going to start crying.
Superstar DJ.
Hey, your name.
There we go.
I hate a man like you so much that I'm going to get your head down in the mud and trample it.
That's my little
bear. He's alive or he's dead. And the cops got him. They don't.
This new record you are about to hear can be the most important record you have ever heard.
Are you in a bar called Dave?
Who picked that one?
Yeah.
You guys said you liked it.
Did we hear it?
I don't remember hearing it.
I never heard that one.
Didn't I, John?
You know what this is? This is heartbreak for someone right now.
Yeah.
Which one was that one?
John, number
11, 12.
12.
Number 12.
Kyle Price.
We play that one on the air? That's easily expunged. No, we didn't get to that one. I thought, I don't remember. It must have, I'm sorry, I'm an idiot.
Okay, good. There you go. Thank you. Hey, Kong, you can take a lesson there.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
And then he stood up, he said he's a bad ape.
There you go. Heartbreak.
There you go.
So you're right, heartbreak.
Ouch.
Now, what a shame. I'm so embarrassed. Lyrical error.
Well, in case something happens to Miss Portugal, that guy will be standing by.
Okay, Miss Puerto Rico takes a header.
Here's the next one by Molly Warner. This was a good one. I remember this one.
Hello, and good afternoon. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show. Here in the center ring is the man with the cool pool. The Crazy
Canine. Okay. Thank you. That was a good one.
Yes, womp, 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 womp.
A lot of them from girls. Number 14 from Frances Druhan.
Frances.
Ladies and gentlemen, put our hands together. Yeah.
That's your boy, Frances.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the eighth wonder of the world. The flow of the century. Always timeless. Hope. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us.
Broadcasting live from classic Rockville, Maryland. It's the Don and Mike Show with your host.
Okay. I don't remember that one, but I guess that one squeezed through somehow.
Apparently made the cut.
Do you remember that one?
No, we did not play that one on the air.
We didn't play that one.
All right, but that made the cut. That's good.
Or maybe not.
Maybe they're right.
More heartbreak.
Goodbye.
Goodbye to Francis Druhan.
Francis?
Sorry, Francis.
You cut him because he has a chick's name.
Hey. Norman. John, how did that one get through?
That was on one of, we got a bunch of them that all came through one good, again, I'm an idiot, sorry.
We didn't get to play all of them on the air, so.
I do enjoy John's explanations, though. That's fun. All right, I like that.
Let's try this one. For John?
yes.
All right.
Jason, somebody else got a con,
yeah.
Ralph.
Jason Garrett.
Bang, let's start the fucking show,
Dr. Adamo. As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster. Michael Mara.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Buzz Calhoun.
Yeah, that was a good era.
I remember okay. that. Buzz Calhoun.
Here's another one. Another one of winners, I hope. Dave Horch. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This one we did here.
Great.
Kids, gather round. It's the Don and Mike Show. Great one. Great one. 17, or 15, whatever it is now. Jim Thomas. We did approve this one. I remember this one. Yeah, we approved that one.
Of course you did.
I remember that.
Didn't they even hear any vocal yet?
Feel of approval.
Josh Ciotti.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, it's me. What did you want me to do a search for?
Okay. Give me search for super crime, girls in trouble, and press release. How to?
Here's what your search turned up.
Sex with animals. There's no time, man.
Done when there's no reason to be disturbed.
That's right. Behind our masks, we're perfectly ordinary people.
Don Geronimo.
You and your retarded.
Okay. What made it?
Yeah.
Donnie Salon. Donnie Salon.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure.
I want to Don and Mike, but I want to all of you. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're on the radio. You have wit. And I don't know how you do it. You really.
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Yeah, I see you got some pretty good talent there for your show. You think they're talented?
Anyway, that one goes on. That's a good one.
Was that the second one from that guy? I think it might have been the second one from that guy.
Yeah. How about George Raft?
Your day just got better.
I remember this one.
Well, your day can't get any worse.
Ah, what the hell? It's the Don and Mike Show.
Call the FCC. Get every direction.
Okay. That's a good one. Right. Chris Paulus. This one made it.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brand new episode of the show that has entertained the masses for 2 decades.
2 decades.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Stay calm.
Yeah, we like that one.
Yep,
that's a good one. Mike Sanoff, here we go. Avant-garde selection. I like that.
Okay. Up next, these two guys have been here for the last couple weeks. They asked me to read this. Warning, if you want your asses blown out, stay in the room. Ladies and gentlemen,
Don and Mike.
Nicely done.
And the last one that made the cut. A lot of people right now are wondering, is it me?
Yeah.
Perry Noise.
Yeah.
This town needs an enema.
A great one.
To the Don and Michael Show.
I hope you're rotten hell, you loser!
Don.
Geronimo!
That's a great one. Right. That's a great one.
It's true.
So there are your winners.
Give a nice round of applause.
All of them, yes, that's right. All of them that will be heard every day starting at the beginning of the show.
Give them all a nice tray of meat.
We'll do that, and then we'll play the song that sings right. Our names, and then we'll play the song, and we'll start the show.
That's wonderful.
Now, we've not officially started the show yet today. We should break. Uh-huh. The executive producer's saying break now.
Ah, good for him.
Do you concur, Kong?
Kong, say break.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
When we come back, we have, and thank you for all of the entries again.
Yeah, really, seriously, thank you for those. They were fantastic.
And we've got our winners, and we've got what the guys in the back think are the worst. Now, keeping in mind that a couple of those that were not exactly the best had already slipped through our quality control and made it into the top.
Yeah.
Which makes
you I think there is potential now. That these were, we were told these were the worst, that you and I might actually like them.
I think there's a very good chance these have been judged by the ladies in the Reynolds Wrap commercials.
Ah. Let's see what happens.
You know those two cows?
Yeah, that are just so bad they're good. Well, they're so bad they're on TV all the time.
No, they're like, hi, we're regular women. Are you looking for really good cling wrap?
But they're wearing lab coats for some reason.
Sexy.
Sexy baby.
Sexy.
Sexy baby.
Oh, hey, hold on a second. Let's go to Joshua Tree. Joshua Tree?
How's it going, guys?
Can you hear me? There he is. He's outside.
Uh-huh.
Well, we've been flapping our gums for almost 45 minutes. Joshua Tree, any women at all showing up for our hot tub?
Well, there was a woman who came by who was near the chiropractor place, and I thought she might be coming to us, but she wasn't.
She wasn't. So
no,
we still must implore the women to come down and get in our tub.
Yes.
And again, totally hot. Just the hottest woman here gets $440 in cash sitting in our cool kiddie pool.
We really should say where we are. We said yesterday the pool was going to be in a
with
spot
radio's
that it's not.
Favorite ape.
Right.
Not Mike. Or not Rob, but, you know, ape like Mimic.
Yes.
With Mike. Mike's going to get in the goddamn pool.
Yeah, I'll get in the
with the winner.
You know, with the winner.
Right. With the winner.
The $440 winner.
Got to do it.
I'm not getting in that pool unless there's a winner in there.
It's the same place as the dunk tank was. That would only help the people who were here before.
Corner of Rockville Pike and Hubbard Drive.
There you go. Can't miss this. We've got the, what?
I think he's actually an aper.
An aper? Oh, yeah. He's aping, but he's an aper. You can't miss the Big Gigantic Free FM. Oh, that outside.
Come by our studios and we're going to, whatever.
So it's 100 degrees, and if, at this point, really, if, Jesus Christ, if a member of the Wolfman family showed up, she'd win. Did anybody see the ad? Anybody see the ad? I'm fascinated by this. On ABC, I think it is, for a show tomorrow night, where it's like medical mysteries no one can explain.
Ah.
And they sit down with a guy and his wife, and the goddamn guy's a werewolf.
And he's got, like, hair on his forehead and all that?
And so's his wife.
Really? They're both, like, super hairy.
Or his sister, whoever
they
it is.
From, like, Nepal or someplace
and like
that?
And they're, like, pulling on the guy's hair on his face, going, is this real? Is this real? And they go, werewolves. They live among us.
You call it lycanthropy, the thing that causes it?
Werewolves, yes.
At this point, even someone like that, even someone with canthropy can win.
Yes, Dr. Lejos. My name is
Josh. We have somebody out here.
Yes.
Joshua
Tree, a little more information.
Tell us more.
It's Julie Fulman.
Oh.
Is it really?
Oh, yes, really.
Is she here?
You don't have to pay me.
She can't win, but she can play.
She can play.
She can play.
Oh, boy.
She can play.
Can she use your swimsuit, Mike?
Yes, of course. Why, yes, of course.
Okay. Bye, Joshua.
See ya.
Bye, you retard. Julie's the lady that works at the station.
She's like his boss.
Right. She's going to just... But God, wouldn't that just be the fantasy of all time? She just slips out of that business suit.
Right. Naked.
Like I hate. No, I'm thinking like, classy. Like a Hanes underwear commercial.
Yeah. Bra and panties.
Yeah, just one of those. Oh, right. So refreshing.
It can happen.
Hallelujah.
Or just a bra.
Or just the panties.
Yeah. I'd opt for that one.
Well, nothing at all.
Yeah.
Or nothing. Yeah, well, there you go. Thanks, Mr. Commando.
Certainly.
Are you going
Commando to the bus? Of course I am. It's 100 degrees.
God, don't your balls really get hot?
How I keep them cool.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, they
ask a doctor.
You generate more cheese yes. by your balls yes. being by your whatever fabric of your slacks.
I am cheese free.
What is the current temperature, Buzz?
It is 98 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Out of Anal City.
Come on down to our pool, ladies.
Got a break. We will be right back, friends. He said, yeah, we'll be right back.
As soon as we leave.
What am I hearing?
Oh, it's Dave.
Oh, it's that guy Dave who kind of looks like Tom Gavin.
Yeah, we don't have our hot woman yet, but he's here.
He was here, too.
Of course he was.
Hey, Joshua?
Yeah.
Ask Dave to take us to break.
Hey, Dave, you want to take Don and Mike to break?
Sure. Don and Mike go to break.
Yeah, baby.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
And let the explosions begin. Oh, wait a minute. We need a countdown. Are you ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off!
Woo-ha-ha!
He's not retarded.
He's not. He's not.
He's mentally retarded.
He is.
Not him.
Jesus.
Not him, friends. Okay, we've not officially started the show, but we probably won't officially start the show today. Because we're going to hear some of the entries that were deemed so bad in the show up in contest. One of them will actually make the cut and go into the wicked rotation.
Being the bastard child of all of these, right?
Indicating that it will be the one show a month that will suck.
Very good.
And don't forget, the tub is out there.
That's right.
And most importantly, that guy Dave is out there.
He's our new friend, and he seems to really be into the show. And
he's gold, Jerry.
I believe Dave is going to make himself into the power rotation.
Dave's going to be sitting, joining us here on the couch in just a moment.
Rightly, so you're going to panel with Dave a little bit?
Into the studio, yes, but keep in mind, we've also got great tapes of Leah Remini being Leah Remini.
Wonderful.
Last night on MTV Cribs, where she is just over the top.
Yeah.
Leah being Leah.
Very good.
So fun. So much fun.
Okay, so out of all of those entries, over 130 entries for the show open contest, a lot of them really sucked. And we asked the guys in the back to find the three that were the absolute worst.
All right.
And one of these will make it. Here's the first one. Let's see how much of this we can even stand to hear. Make sure I got the right disc. The bad ones.
The bad ones.
All right, this is from a guy named Scott Elliott. It's 1 minute and 25 seconds long.
I certainly hope this one's a relative.
It will last, but here it is.
The D-O-N-A-N-D-M-I-K-E show. The D-O-N-A-N-D-M-I-K-E show. The D-O-N-A-N-D-M-I-K-E show. The D-O-N-A-N-D-M-I-K-E show. It's the Don and Mike show. It's the Don and Mike show.
I'm gay for the Bay City Rollers.
Yeah.
I like this one.
I don't think it's that bad.
No, not yet.
It's the Don and Mike show.
Not a lot of detail.
Yeah.
It's the Don and Mike show.
All right, okay. Yeah, we see it now.
All right, but still not. I mean, certainly, God knows we must have gotten some worse than that.
He put an incredible effort into it.
Yeah. Here's
over and over again.
Christy Formsky.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Hello there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Don and Mike Show. Featuring...
Who commands this vessel?
Don Geronimo.
I got a day.
He's just so wasted.
Mike O'Mara.
The humanity.
Sexy. Buzz Burbank.
This one to me sounds as bad as the
this
ones that
fun.
Made it.
Yeah.
It's a good one. What kind of retard do we have back there selecting the worst, Kong? Really?
Retard named John.
You know what that is? Congratulations. You have just moved up the showbiz ladder.
Hey.
You have just thrown your friend underneath the bus.
Are you feeling those bus wheels on you right now?
No, that's all right. I'll take it. Wow. There were so many
problems, I didn't
know where to start.
Be honest. Who made the final choice on that one?
That would be me.
That would be you. Okay.
Norman!
Well, I like it.
And
seemed
I'm
good.
John, I'm not going bald. And I remember what you said.
Here's the other one that they said was no good, and we'll see as well, is by Crystal Winter.
Okay. And let the explosions begin!
Oh, sorry, wrong one. That was Dennis again.
I'm familiar.
I like Geronimo, he's okay. He makes me giggle every day. He likes pornography, that's his why. But I still love him. I like O'Mara, he's okay. I love his voices every day. Someday I'm hoping I'll hear him say, he loves me too.
Okay, listen, I have news for you. You guys are really seriously mentally challenged. both of the ones by the women are good,
yeah, right?
And the one by the guy...
But we booted out two that were included, so they would round out the top 23. But not much. The only challenge we have now is to find some real sucky ones.
Kong, I bet you can handle that, can't you?
I bet I can.
Kong!
We played some of them on the air.
Wonder of the world!
We did. We played some that we really threw out that were really horrible.
All right, well, we'll leave it to Kong and his friends.
You didn't think that last one was sucky?
Kong and friends.
No, I didn't.
So bad it's good. I'd like to hear us get deeper into the track.
All right, well, it's only a minute 17 long.
Okay, let's listen to it.
Here we go. You know what, Holly? Let me just set this up like a real show opener.
Okay, right, very good.
We get a song. What do we already play? For God's sakes.
Turn around.
Jimmy, man. Played Jimi Hendrix, man.
Bam, bam, button, button, bam, button, button.
Oh, I know. Jerry Reed. When in doubt, always go.
Good
with
summer,
Jerry Reed.
Summer music.
Yeah, and besides, it's timely. When you're hot, you're hot.
That's right.
Okay, here we go. So here's your open.
Well, they've all abandoned me, Rob.
Oh, that's Mike at the baseball game.
Exasperated me. Here we go. Here she is.
I like Geronimo. He's okay. He makes me giggle every day. He likes pornography, that's his why, but I still love him. I like O'Mara, he's okay, I love his voices every day. Someday I'm hoping I'll hear him say, he loves me too. I like Burbank, he's okay. He likes to party, that's his way. He is from Wichita, I've heard him say, and I live there too.
That's a good one.
I like B-Wack, he's okay. I hear him laughing every day. Someday I'm hoping I'll hear him say, I'm caller 100. The Don and Mike show is okay. I love to listen every day. One last thing I forgot to say is Don and Mike are really gay.
The Don and Mike show.
See, that's how you do it. That's
hello!
That's how
hello!
You do it. Oh, Kong, don't get out your script. No.
Well, now me and Homer Jones,
no.
Big John.
You've been a bad monkey today. You don't get to do your whole big... What was your prepared material today?
I was going
to
say, if I've been bad, why are you punishing the listeners?
No, for God's sake, this show's all the irony.
And you hide, you hide. When you hide, you hide. When you hide, you hide.
God damn. All right, so that's the end of that contest, and thank you, everybody.
Great job.
We got a bunch of great ones, and you'll hear them starting tomorrow on the show, and everybody gets the prizes, and thank you very much. And Why don't you please, Mr. Kong,
Dave?
Bring Dave into the studio?
Yes, of course.
Let's meet our newest friend from Rockville, young Dave.
Well, nice. We wait for chicks to show up for the totally hot 100 degree pool girl contest for $440 in cash. Uh-huh. Keep in mind, Radio's Mike O'Mara is ready to jump in.
I have my Target bathing suit on that was purchased for me today brand by new. Joshua Tree.
He is ready to jump in the pool with the hottest chick.
And nothing says a man who's obese more than pale blue. Thank you for the call. Well, he said they were the only,
he was the only one available. The only
hi,
one
Dave.
Available.
Have a seat.
Now, this guy, Dave, is a guy who we've seen hanging around when we've done events outside since we've moved to the new studios.
Right.
He kind of looks like Tom Gavin's brother.
Older brother.
Cleaned up.
How old are you, Dave?
I'm 39 years old.
Okay, so you're younger than Tom.
Yes, I am.
And what do you do for a living, Dave?
Right now, I'm at McDonald's, kind of working as they need me.
Right. Very nice. So you're kind of part-time at McDonald's?
Right.
How long have you been there?
I was there once before, a couple of years ago,
uh-huh.
for almost 2 years.
What are you actually a regular, like, on-and-off employee at McDonald's?
Yes, I am.
Very good. What do you do there? What jobs do they have you do?
Washing windows.
Right.
Sweeping, mopping,
can you drive a car?
No, I cannot.
Ah, all right. It takes public transportation quite a bit, he tells me.
Right.
Can you ride a bicycle?
Yes, I can.
Is that what you wrote? Is this the first time you've ever been in a radio studio?
Yes, it is.
Are you a little bit nervous?
Not really.
Are you not nervous at all? Good. Good for you.
Have you ever had sex with a woman?
Yes, a long time ago.
A long time ago. Very good. You got any friends you want to say hello to on the radio?
Right. There was a suitor girl at Towson, Sammy. Right. Yeah. And I was telling her about this yesterday.
Right.
But she's working in Baltimore tonight.
Uh-huh.
So she can't be down.
Couldn't make it. This
really?
Time.
Seriously? Gumpish.
Yes.
If I was to get... It's, 80.
Yeah. Yeah. 80.
80.
I might even say 85.
Oh, yes. You know what that is like? It's your generous Irish Catholic.
That is. Well, yeah, you know what we're talking about, don't you?
Right. I graduated from Richard Montgomery High School.
Again, like I said,
1985.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's right up the road here.
Okay.
Right. Richard Montgomery, I know that high school well. I think the average graduating IQ is something around 80.
80%. So you've lived here all your life?
Well, I grew up here. I was born in D.C.,
uh-huh.
and then I grew up in Silver Spring.
You work out? You work out like Mike and I do?
No, I don't.
How long have you been listening to the show?
For a long time.
What do you like about the show?
Everything, Joe, and all the bits and everything else.
That's very good. That's good stuff.
Make us laugh. That's always funny.
Mm-hmm. How come your hair is so short, dude?
I did that because it gets hot and... Mm-hmm.
You weren't down... Now, we met you a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And you had a hat on and you had a head of hair.
Right.
Did you just shave it recently?
Yes, it was getting too long and out of control and smelly, so I just tossed
it. Yeah, that's nice. Do you wash it? How often do you shower?
But we don't really have a working shower in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'd have to... use the cloth.
Sponge bath.
Oh, you really? Okay. You live with Mom?
No, I live in a boarding house in Baltimore.
So you come all the way down from Baltimore?
Right.
How do you get down here if you don't drive?
What I do is I take the 15 bus to the light rail, the light rail to BWI, the B30, BWI Flyer, the Green Belt, and then the
I know Wapner at 3. I know Wapner at 3. Kmart.
Wow.
Kmart.
Hi, Raymond. From you. So you come all that way just to join us down here?
Yes, I do.
That's fantastic.
You're a goddamn sexy man. Can I tell you that?
Sure, everybody does.
You're a sex machine to all
right.
the people. Well, obviously you're chatting up Hooters girls, so you like the ladies, right?
Yes, I do.
So you heard we were going to have ladies down in the pool. You wanted to come down and see some female flesh.
Right.
Well, all right.
So when's the last?
I hope we don't disappoint you.
When's the last time you were with a woman? Okay, can I be so bold?
It's been a long time.
Long time?
Like 1993.
1993.
Mm, that's a dry spell, friend.
Wow. 13 years. But you wouldn't mind having that happen again, huh?
No, I wouldn't.
he talks like the guy Stewart on Mad TV, that thing that I hate so bad.
Yes, yes. You ever watch Mad TV?
Occasionally.
What's your favorite TV show?
I do like Cops on Fox.
Right.
America's Most Wanted. Bringing in the Bad Guys.
Yeah, that's a good show. Saturday night, right?
Right on.
Right on.
Well, you, we really do appreciate you being a big fan of the show.
Far away.
And, you know, any coworkers at a McDonald's you want to say hello to?
No, I don't know that any of them listen to
the show. Do they treat you nice at Mickey D's?
Yes, they do.
Very good.
What's in the secret sauce?
I don't know if they don't tell us.
I heard it's just mayonnaise.
It could be.
Okay. Mayonnaise is some type of dill.
I think it's mayonnaise and relish.
Right.
I think that's exactly what it is.
You never touched the food, did you?
No.
Good. Good. That's so good. All the way down, so you listen on our Baltimore station.
Right. I listen on HFS 105.7.
Very good.
Yep. I am, if Price is Right, I'm going to stick with 80.
I'm going to say 85.
80 Buzz?
I'm going to say higher than 85.
Mike, I need you to key in your guess right now.
I'm going to say 95. No, I'm going to go an even 100 because he graduated from high school.
I'll say 95. Then.
Robbie?
I'm going to go German. I'm going to say
99. Dave, we're talking your current IQ. What is your current IQ?
What do you think your IQ is?
Right around that area.
Right around that area?
Okay, but hold on. What area?
All right.
Which area?
Yeah, just throw a number out.
Right. I really don't have the last IEP, but it was right around the century mark.
What? Right around 100.
Around 100.
There you go.
Okay.
You rock.
You know what that means? Now that you know what that means, and even though even the way he phrased that,
right
around the century mark, you know
century
what that means?
Mark, yeah.
More and more, he's fair game.
Yeah, I know.
He gets what we're saying to
him. He does get what we're saying to him.
Yeah.
Absolutely, right? You know exactly what we're doing.
Right.
So we got to be careful around you if we start making fun, because have you always talked like this?
Yeah, I've always talked like this is when I was born.
Right. Yeah.
The umbilical cord was around my neck.
There it is.
And then.
There it is.
I'm allergic to cigarette smoke.
You're allergic to cigarette smoke.
I like a shell no pest strip.
And when I was 4 years old, had a throat seizure.
Okay.
So some of that's the throat, the crush, and everything.
Okay, but you're other than that, right now you're in pretty good health.
Right.
You're feeling good?
Right.
Okay, good for you. Good for you. All right. So I'm glad that, we're very glad to have you
as
part of the family.
Right.
And, you know, we kind of like the way you talk, as I'm sure you know, right?
Hey, boy,
right.
They will come.
Yes. I know all the girls love it.
Yeah.
Very soothing. Well, maybe, you know, Dave, at the end of this, you know, we've had friends on this show. I think of Dennis Murphy in particular, who, you know, showed a very, very keen interest in the female sex. And, you know, at the end of this association, we actually got Dennis late.
Hey, well, listen, Mr. 100, would you like to say the word vagina on the radio? Go ahead.
Vagina.
Nice. Yeah. Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
Would you like to say, how about breasts?
How about breasts?
Now, how about saying both of them together?
Breasts and vagina.
Oh, see?
Ooh.
Tom wouldn't have done that.
Nice. No.
Tom might be jealous right now.
Right, of course, got to be careful with the FCC.
Of course.
You don't want the FCC coming in the door here like 5-0. What's that you just said?
Yeah.
Reach for the sky.
Mike, I can't believe that I so underbid.
I know you did. I knew he was smart.
I
knew he was smart.
It.
Absolutely.
All right, here's the acid test.
He just talks funny, that's all.
Dave, here's the acid test. Read that. That's a cold read on our network for a real sponsor.
Brought to you by Ford. Every day, someone somewhere makes a bold move. There's a car company for people like that, Ford.
Yeah!
All right, Dave.
Yeah!
All right, Dave. You're the man.
All right.
You're
well,
all great.
If chicks weren't going to show up already, besides the fact that we've offered a cash prize,
right.
We've got an ice-cold, adult-sized kiddie pool.
Uh-huh.
Mike is going to be out there.
Yep. Ice-cold might be overstating it just a little bit.
Well,
I checked it during the break.
Kind of what I do.
Radio.
And Dave.
Right.
Dave, the man.
Yeah.
The legend.
The man. Impossible not to like Dave. Yep.
Mr. 100.
Impossible not to. The century mark,
we got
it.
We got to get him a jersey. Number 100.
Number 100.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yep. Wow, because there's just a mile of insults between
Dave, you know you're going to be famous. You can go back to the boarding house tonight and tell everybody else that lives there that you're going to be famous.
Wow.
You're going to be the next big star on our show.
Done deal.
Right on the nationally syndicated Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Think of all the stink you might be able to get.
Amen.
I predict 2006 is going to be a good year for you,
right.
Dave. He's applauding.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Dave. Can we get a picture? I know we've had pictures of him up on the website before, but we really need a...
I like the shaved head look.
A photo of him as he is now so people can go right to the website and see him.
This will be his publicity show.
I would hate for someone to go to our website and see that picture of us with Wayne Newton.
Yeah.
Right. And think that that was Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because you are much more handsome than Wayne Newton, Dave.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
There's Dave. There's Dave with the headphones on. Here's the microphone. There it is.
All right.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Our friend David.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
And Dave, just based on the fact that you've been in the studio for a little while, tell him to work on that shower at the boarding house, okay?
Amen.
Tell him to work on that.
Hold on there, Dave.
We don't have one here.
Who's calling here? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
If you please, I must need to speak to Don and Mike.
You're on the air with us. Hello.
Oh, I would like to submit a formal protest on the show open contest.
Of course you would. All right, what is your formal protest?
Please.
Well, for one, I thought the show open contest was going to be judged with Don and Mike being the judges and not asshats.
Okay, this would be a disgruntled loser. Dave, why don't you tell this guy to pound sand and F off?
Go ahead, right, Dave. Go ahead, pound sand and F off.
Wait.
There you go.
That's right. It. But he's gone.
He's gone.
Like the wind. See all the grief we have to take there, Dave?
Yeah.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Dave, don't you do the voice of the old guy on Family Guy?
No, I do Marvin the Martian.
Okay, can we hear some Marvin the Martian?
Can we hear that?
There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom. The earth was supposed to explode into millions of pieces.
You know what I like? Here's what I like. Not only does he have that funny way of speaking, but he's got that great Baltimore accent, too.
Yeah.
Which is pure.
He's
got a pure Baltimore accent.
He's a natural.
Fantastic, Dave.
You know what this is like? This is if Geppetto went back one day and said to Tom, "Tom, you are a real boy."
Well, you know, really, here's the deal. We've had friends of this show, Tom, Dennis, people like that. But we really, it doesn't happen every day. It's always fun.
Put Robert in with the special people.
He'll appreciate that, I'm sure.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah, I know Mike. This guy's very nice.
Yes.
How are you guys doing?
At a higher level. Of show friend than we're used to having.
Yes, no question.
Nice to have someone up here in triple digits with us.
Dave gets the joke.
Yep.
Hello.
Hey, his dry spell. That's a lot like Beth Ann's dry spell, wasn't it?
It was very similar, actually. In 93, 13 years, that was Beth Ann's dry spell.
Right. And the more I look at you and think of you, would you be the perfect guy for our former producer, Beth Ann McBride?
Oh, no.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you like Beth Ann when she was on the show?
I really never knew Beth Ann.
No one did.
Did you ever listen to her, though?
I've heard the replays, and she sounded like a really hot woman.
Yeah, and Dave, in the great tradition of regulars on this show, I must ask you a question. Your teeth. How are your teeth? Do you have any cavities? Do your teeth need some attention, perhaps?
Well, it's been a long time.
It appears
I've been able to go to a dentist, I've tried to take as good care of them
as you
can.
But if you got to a dentist, it might be helpful.
Right.
See, I'm just thinking, Don, I'm just making a shopping list.
Can we get a razor blade or something for him?
A razor blade or maybe one of those very long Q-tips.
Have floss.
You ever floss?
No,
you really should,
you
David.
You should do what I do. Take one of these. It's a rusty razor blade.
Right.
And
right between your teeth. Go ahead.
Now hold on, Dave. Dave. No, Dave.
Go ahead.
Don't do that.
Go ahead.
He's joking. Right. Dave, you knew he was joking.
Right.
Mike, how else am I going to test this 100 IQ if you stop this? I would not have actually let him put the razor blade in his mouth.
I guess that's why you handed it to him, Dr. Mengele. I was getting a little concerned here for a second that the medical experiment was going to go. Because he had taken it, and that's when we all decided to stop it. If the razor had indeed plunged into the gum line.
I would have stopped him.
But you weren't in a position to stop him. You were across the console.
I would have stopped him and said, hey, don't put that in your mouth.
Yes, you weren't going to put
right,
that in your mouth.
I know better than that.
You do?
I was always going to put it right on the... Hey.
Oh, you were? Okay, very good. I have floss for David. Ah, yes. Mike always has some floss.
Do you know how dental floss works?
Yeah.
Would you like to try it?
Sure.
Buzz, would you like to come floss Dave's teeth?
I'll assist. I don't know that I'll do the actual flossing.
Okay, well, we should hit a break now.
Yeah.
Rob, perhaps you could take...
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
Take Dave out and see if Joshua Tree would like to help him floss.
Another lucky break for Joshua Tree.
And, you know, great news for everybody. This is really going to bring the chicks by the show today.
I thought it would.
For the big pool outside show.
Still looking for that $400 payoff, ladies. Please don't stay away. $40.
Dave, wouldn't it be sad if no women in bikinis even showed up for this thing?
Oh, no, that would be a real... pain in the behind.
You know, it would be for Mike and I. It would be a boner.
I know.
It'd be an embarrassing boner for us.
A foul up, a bleep, a boner.
Right, foul up, bleep, some blunder.
Right, yeah, like that.
A boner.
Boner.
Mm-hmm. I hardly know her.
Yeah. How'd you bruise your arm there, Dave? On the left side. Left side. How'd you bruise your arm? Did you bump into something?
I was given blood yesterday.
You gave blood for you?
At Overly.
Do it for just to be nicer for the
cookie.
For the money.
For the cookie, Mike.
Right, for both. Yeah.
For both the money and
good
the cookie.
For you. Still, we need it.
Okay, good.
And is the cookie good?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Good.
And I mean, you
it might be a 97.
He laughed.
He laughed at that.
Sure, he laughed.
He enjoyed that.
He laughed. Homer Simpson laughs at birds.
I understand. Now, what's your little ID there? Is that for anything special?
That's for the MTA bus.
Okay, so you get your free transportation that way?
Reduced fare.
Okay, good.
Well, Dave, it's very nice to make your acquaintance. Glad that you are a friend of our show.
And,
awesome. And we consider you to be a friend of the show. As a matter of fact, I love a pecking order. And I'd have to say that you have immediately worked your way into the top five already.
Congratulations, David.
Take that back to Baltimore tonight.
All right.
Okay, now go outside and get us some chicks.
Come on, Dave.
Right. Make it happen.
You're a hot man. We need hot chicks.
I know. So we need all the hot chicks within the greater Baltimore, Washington area to come on down.
Very good.
Right across from the Gourmet Giant.
Well said.
He gave the better directions than we did.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Sure.
See you later.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
There he goes.
All right. A little bit of a guy.
How do we find them? How do they find us?
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't happen that often, does it? It really doesn't happen that often.
It happens more often than you think.
No, but I mean, to find a guy like this, I mean, this to me is like a gold mine. Seriously. This is what a thank you, Rob.
Thank
you for the spray.
This is like Retard Antiques Roadshow.
It's wonderful.
Retard Roadshow.
It's beautiful.
Retard Roadshow. He's a 100.
He is.
I give it to him. He's at the century mark.
Yes, century.
Got to do this, and we'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Who's trying to sing, I think.
Our third musketeer.
That's what he was singing, right?
Before the fireworks.
I knew that I wouldn't. Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Goddamn right. Let's check in outside. The Joshua Tree.
What's up?
And Dave.
He's up here with me.
No girls yet, huh?
No girls yet.
Okay. I didn't want to break it down to this level, but I think we should ask Dave to get in the pool.
Dave, are you ready to get in the pool?
Good. I'm changing.
Sure.
Good. That means I can change.
Michael, unless you want to get in.
No.
I mean,
no, I don't want to get in.
I know you don't want to get in with D-A-V-E.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Dave will want to get in, though.
But what about... Well, hold on a second.
What?
Joshua, don't tell him to get in yet.
Okay. Hold on.
He's actually wearing, like, those kind of shoes you wear at the beach.
Yeah. Could you still see yourself getting in the pool today? What if no women show up?
I suppose I could. I think I have to maintain the offer. We're dying to entertain here. We have to do what we have to do. Because the idea of getting in the pool after him is somehow distasteful.
I don't.
We have a constant flow of fresh water.
It would be like going in every pool that he's ever been in.
Right. Seriously, it would be like going into a. You know, when he mentioned that thing, I was telling Rob. Rob was,
boarding house.
Rob like, was spraying really be the orange.
It would really be more of a bath for him.
I understand.
Now that they feel exactly. Like Eva Longoria's brown water.
I know. I really, there's not that much water in there, but it should be interesting.
All right, well, hey, Joshua?
Yeah. But I think we should, you know, if he's willing.
Ask Dave if he'd like to get in the pool.
Dave, would you like to get in the pool?
Sure.
Yeah, he's up for it.
And then maybe we'll come back to it. And Joshua, this is good on the scene radio training for you. Mm-hmm. You can prep him while Mike and I talk to this lame guest that Rob has. I mean, this super guest that Rob has coming up for us. You can... tell him to when we come to him to pimp it to say, hey girls, hey chicks.
I'm in this water looking for some company. Come on, would you like to earn $400?
Right, you know, hottest chick on the hottest day.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna get him ready.
How are you gonna get him ready?
Well, I'm gonna get him, make sure he's ready to get in the pool with his trucks. Oh, he's already getting ready right
come
now.
On, does he have swimming trunks?
I don't know. David, are you have swimming trunks? He's just gonna go. And there go the pants.
Oh, well, what's he got under his...
Well, he's got the swim trunks and his aqua socks. So
he's got swim trunks.
Yeah, they were on under his shorts.
Sure.
And when you guys are doing the interview, I'm going to get him psyched up to pull the ladies in.
Okay, thank you, Joshua.
I guarantee it's going to be he's going to be a draw.
Come on, ladies, get in Dave's hair water.
And Donna, you influenced him. He was flossing with Buzz's floss during the commercial break.
I think we've done some good here today.
Well, you can never floss enough, Mike. Now, Kong's got something for us here. Let me see.
Kong! This is wonder of the world!
This is something that we normally do the segment called Explain Yourself.
Explain Yourself.
Because here's the setup. It's a guy in Seattle, and he's dancing everywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. He's a self-proclaimed dancing fool.
Okay, he's got a website, of course. His name is Matthew Harding, and Mike and I are going to be playing a game with him today called Who's the Biggest Hard-On?
Huh.
We are going to mispronounce his name as often as possible.
Right.
We don't want to be hard on him.
No, we don't.
But we're going to do our best to like get through 2 minutes and see you know.
We'll be probably referring to him as Mr. quite a bit in the context of the interview.
Oh, it's respectful.
So you got him now?
You ready for it?
Yeah, you bet. Because at the very least, we'll be able to play an exciting edition of.
Explain Yourself.
Explain Yourself. And joining us now from Seattle, here is Matthew Hard-On. Let me see. Matt Hard-On's website is wherethehellismatt.com. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Harding.
Hey, dude. Mr. Hard-On, how many places have you been to do this dancing?
How many places have I been to?
Yeah, how many cities have you visited, Mr. Hard-On?
39 countries.
Wow. Did you say 39 countries?
39 countries.
How many cities would that be, Mr. Harlan?
I don't know. My name's Harding. Are you calling me Hard-On on purpose?
No, we said Harding. That's what I said, Harding. It must be a bad connection.
Okay.
I lose right away. First time, congratulations, Mike. King of the Hard-Ons. Really, I lose.
Did I knock you out of the water there?
Oh, my God.
Did I?
Right. My God, I'm like Sonny Liston laying on the floor. I'm like Apollo Creed. I'm not waking up. So, Matt.
Yeah, how you doing, Matthew? We've concluded our game. Sorry, we were just having a little fun there. You know, we do a comedy radio show.
We're going to see how long it would take you to figure out we were saying Hard-On. But you're a
pretty clever stuff.
What's that?
Pretty clever.
Almost as clever as dancing all over the world.
Yeah.
Loser douchebag says what? Hello, Mr. Hard-On? No, come on, we're just goofing.
We're just having fun, Matt. Start over.
We'd like to promote your website.
Let's start over. Can we start over again?
Sure.
Okay, let me explain, Matt.
Explain Yourself.
We want to know why a guy has been dancing all over the world.
Well, it's not a great explanation for why. I had a great time doing it.
Well, well, but, you know, well, then whoop-dee-doo.
Don't be such a hard-on. Jesus, I mean, we're just trying to, you know, get a little perspective. It's Mike just threw at you like a Larry King-sized softball, and your answer is, well, there really is no answer.
Then why are we interviewing you?
I don't really know, actually.
You have PR, right? Somebody must have pitched you to Kong, our producer. I mean,
well, I didn't know it was going to be a wacky morning radio type thing. So,
what did you think it was going
to
be?
Are you talking to you seriously about what it's like to dance in Rwanda?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Please. Okay, go ahead. Wow me. What was it like to dance in Rwanda? I understand they got a hell of a hotel there. See, that was a sophisticated joke based on an Oscar award-winning movie. See, I'm showing you the depth that I have. I can make the joke the hard-on joke, but if you like, we can talk about the atrocities in Rwanda. What was it like dancing there? Say, was the ground firmer there than it was in, say, Buenos Aires? Have you ever done the soft shoe in the land of Lincoln, Illinois, the great state of Illinois?
No, haven't done that.
Where will you be dancing next, Matt?
I have no plan, no idea where I'm going to be dancing.
Do they call you Matthew or Matt?
Matt's fine.
So what is on your website then? Because you've
got a website that we're going to promote here.
You do maybe. Nothing. You don't dance. It's wherethehellismatt.com. What's on your website?
The website is it's got the video on there, and it's just a blog. It's not, you know, I'm not making money off people going to the site, so I'm not plugging it. But
how do you make a living?
Well, I was sponsored to make this video. Stride Gum sponsored me to take a trip around the world. And
I'm glad you went with the name brand gum.
Yeah.
I love them.
What kind of gum?
It's called Stride.
Stripe, Mike.
Stripe?
Stripe.
Stride. Or Stride.
Stripe. It's made by the guy from R.E.M.
Is it Snipes Gum? Wesley Snipes Gum?
No, it's Matthew. What's the guy?
Is it Stride? S-T-R-I-D as in Danny E? Is that it?
Yeah. Stride is in kind of walk.
Stride gum.
Stride gum.
Tell us about the gum.
It's a new long-lasting gum. It's the folks who made Dentine and Trident.
Is it sugar-free?
No, I think it's got sugar in it, but it just lasts a long time.
So how are you enjoying the visit on the show so
Jesus
far?
Christ, what did you expect? Really. You must be doing other interviews. What are other idiot disc jockeys asking you about?
Yeah, that's a good point. Matthew, tell us your best question. The question you've enjoyed the most, and we'll see if we would have asked it.
It's hard to come up with a question I've enjoyed the most. Probably is the ground firm in Rwanda was the best question I've ever
had. Well, that came from this show. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that was
congratulations,
guys.
Thank you, Mr. Hardon. Okay, well, he prefers to dance while traveling the world, and Rob, I really don't know where you're finding. I don't know if you're using like the free newspaper that you get at a grocery store that has like babysitter information and lost dog and cat announcements. I'd rather go without guests than have guests like Mr. Hardon here. No offense, Mr. Hardon.
He had a better sense of humor on his website.
Rob is being more assertive. Good for you, Kong. Our producer is now telling us that apparently you offered more on your website.
I was offered more?
More as far as comedy.
Humor.
And
as far as being a quality guest.
Well, you know, I just honestly don't really think it's very funny, the whole hard-on thing. I'm not offended particularly, but...
I think a hard-on's funny.
It's just not doing it for me.
What about boner? Is that funny?
That's hilarious. Champagne comedy.
You know what? You're one of those uptight dicks that if I ever saw you... I would give you a feminine slap across the face. Just go, oh, you uptight PC dick. Why don't you go dance your way to Buenos Aires? Boom. And then you would go, here's what's wrong with the world today. And now I feel like going to Rwanda to go dancing and then document it on my website. And he's still on the line. You understand I'm not threatening you with physical violence. It would be like... you know, like in ye old times, back when men were men and women were women.
Like a duel?
Well, you know, yeah, we just hit you with a glove.
Just this, you know, it just this is.
Zinc.
This is I think this has gone very well.
Much like, I think back to the movie Patton when Patton slapped that guy.
Yeah, that would be threatening, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
No, not yet.
Would you like to insult us?
Good luck. Good luck. We're pretty much perfect.
Yeah, you guys seem pretty pretty durable. Yeah. I'm not going to bother trying.
Goddamn right. You'd enter the parade of losers there. Well, we are in undefeated.
Would you like to promote your website?
Against guests.
Do you do this to all your guests?
No. No, not really. Only the ones that bring something to the table like you, friend.
Uh-huh.
See, we'll work with you if you'll work with us.
Uh-huh.
Now, you called us on the hard-on thing, and then we just wanted to ask you about...
Then we stopped.
We asked you about your website and what you're doing, and we said, why are you doing this? And your answer was really basically, I don't know.
You know. Now, was your answer like that because you're mad at the beginning of the interview, or what? Let's get into this.
Because if you do this in the next interview that you do, you will fail miserably. You won't have genius guys like Mike and myself here to save this. This is going to crash when you go on WOR or whatever crappy station you're going on next. We got to fix this. You got to have some snappy comebacks. I mean, you got to talk about, you feet are light as air. Yeah, come on, call me Hard On. Yeah, that's right, I'm Mr. Hard On. I'm a dancing fool.
So you didn't know this was a goofy kind of morning type show, huh?
No, no.
What do you think it was, goddamn NPR?
No, I don't know. I don't ask too many questions, but...
There's part of the problem.
Yeah, lesson learned.
Well, ouch, I hope you weren't burned or scarred by this episode. I hope you're still able to dance.
Would you like to promote your website, sir? Matt?
I'm sorry?
Promote your website?
You said the name already. Where the hell is Matt.com? There you go.
Yeah, you did it. Right. Okay, you did it. Okay.
All right, yeah.
All right. Okay. It's fun, wasn't it? Was it fun?
It was bliss. I'm having the time of my life.
See, there you go. Now, see? It was bliss.
See
your dry sense of humor that I appreciate.
You're going to get a ton of hits on your website.
Yes, you will.
And you can thank us later. Really?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Hardon. It's been nice having you on the show. Dancing traveler shakes his booty all over the world. That's the press release we got about you.
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
Citizen.
Bye bye, then.
Useless guy will ruin radio segment. Do not call unless your producer's name Kong.
Kong.
On.
All right, you can hang up now, Matthew.
Wonder of the world!
Hey, listen, really, Matt. Hello?
He's gone now. He took Mike's advice.
Okay.
Dance the night away.
There you go.
That was fun.
Sorry it went like that, but...
Yeah, we're just having a little fun. Just trying to have a little fun, folks.
Whatever you want.
All right.
Well, all I can say is... Yeah. That's another banana in your cape.
I know.
As you continue to... scale the Statue of Liberty that is this show. The Empire State Building that is this show.
I do not remember a string of guests like this. They keep on coming. Maybe in the year 2006 we will do a normal interview.
I like that better.
I like that better.
Sure. But Christ, Rob.
I know. I know. You know what? I'm sitting here thinking, should I even try? And on this
No.
apologies.
Okay, well then, Rob's the whack.
Explain yourself.
He seems so charming in print.
He really did. Okay, yeah. Did you talk to him?
I did. Sounded fine.
How'd the pre-interview go?
Pre-interview was fine. It was great. And I told him we'd like to have
fun. It was great. Would great be the word you'd want to use?
Fine is the word
I choose.
Okay, fine.
Let's check in outside. Hello, Joshua Tree, Dave, outside with the hot, hot tub with the hot, hot chicks on the hot, hot day.
You heard it.
Right on, dude.
Right on.
Joshua Tree, you got our new friend Super Dave ready?
Dave is in the pool swimming as we speak.
Oh, that's great.
All right, well, get ready for an impassioned plea now. Offices all over the D.C. area are starting to let out, and the traffic will be heading by our studios here.
Dave is going to sell it.
All right, Dave.
Rockville Pike and Montrose Road.
Do what you can.
He's outside in a pool.
All right, we need some hot girls to come on out by the gourmet giant at Rockville Pike and Montrose Road. We need the hottest one here
for
a fabulous cash prize.
That's
need
right.
to get all you ladies out here.
$440.
440 smackaroos.
And tell them, Dave, describe yourself and describe what you're wearing right now.
Right now I'm wearing a green bathing suit and my water socks. And
thank God. His head is shaved.
I'm a 40-year-old fat bald guy, but if you can stand getting in the pool with him, your guy, come on out and win yourself 440 smackaroos.
That's right. Well, that's done. A good sell job, Dave.
Sure, oh my God.
Excellent job.
Hey, what about that? What a heart on that last guy was, huh, Dave?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Dave. Right.
Thank you, Dave. Good job.
Super Dave.
Hey, there's his name.
Super Dave.
We have our own Super Dave.
Not Super Dave Osborne.
No, this is our own Super Dave.
Super Dave.
Come and join me, Super Dave. Right, Dave?
Oh, hold on. There he is. Dave?
Right.
Good.
Right.
Excellent, Dave.
Yeah. Do you have any producing experience?
No, I don't.
Well, you know, neither does Rob, and he's got the job right now.
Never stop.
Tried one of my old friends that works at HFS 105.7 Maynard. He's the radio producer up there.
Yeah, right. Okay, you know what it is? For me, it would be six of one, half dozen of the other. And I get you might book better guests, but I don't know if I can stand talking to you.
Splash some water for us, David. There you go.
Well, yeah,
that's good. Right. Move that water around, Buzz, in case I have to get in there.
Inviting, isn't it?
And thanks for calling him David.
David.
Kick it with those water socks.
David.
Yeah, go ahead, kick it up.
Oh, Jesus, you sound great.
And Buzz,
sound in the pool.
Buzz, what is the current temperature outside of Rockville, Maryland studio?
97 degrees right now.
97.
But that water feels good, doesn't it, David?
Yes, it does.
Heat index 108.
I just saw some chlorine waving a white flag.
Hey, Dave, take us to break, please.
Don and Mike, go to break.
Thank you.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike show.
This clip needs a little bit of a setup. Rob drew a cartoon.
Oh, I did.
That got in what newspaper did your cartoon get in?
It was a foreign newspaper of some sort.
Anyway, and it was it's a cartoon. Maybe you've heard about this in the news.
Big controversy about this cartoon.
Of a monkey giving birth to Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice giving
birth to a monkey. I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic. And anyway, last night...
Running an Arab newspaper, I would assume, right?
Right. So last night on the Bill O'Reilly Show, which is, funnier than King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here is the guy. Here's the guy arguing from
trying to defend
the SPIWAC industries.
This is Rob's spokesperson
arguing with Bill O'Reilly.
The monkey part is a premature birth for something that is not acceptable. It's rejected, and it's not feasible to do, and it's destructive. This is a metaphor. If you look at the caricature itself, the monkey is not even black. So what we're talking about, this is not a racist cartoon.
Oh. I'm not getting a monkey. Listen, with all due respect, you're a smart guy. I'm not getting a monkey, and you haven't explained the monkey at all. You haven't explained it.
The president, Ms. Rice, says it's the pain that precedes the birth of a new Middle East.
That has nothing to do with the Middle East. The monkey doesn't...
Well, you don't give birth to something if you're not pregnant.
No, you don't give a birth to a monkey if you're a human being. If it were a child, you could make that argument. Good news show.
That they are sending to the Middle East.
This is flat out racist, and I'll back it up.
There it is.
Well, he's right, but...
Yeah, there he is. Wow.
Isn't there more? I think I got one more.
Part see what your cartoon has done, Rob.
Part two.
Woo! Me!
Oh, hold on a second. That's not
it. I love the Bill O'Reilly show.
That's not it. Hold on a second.
You got a lot of tape over there.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike show.
I guess we won't hear the other one right this moment.
Accidentally making their audience smarter. The Don and Mike show.
All right, let's see. Cut number... 19, Robbie. Cut number 19. Here we go. Here's the second part of that.
This Al Jadida newspaper refers to her, Secretary of State Rice, as colored, dark-skinned, the black lady, over and over again, zeroing in on her color. Come on. This is a racist deal.
The fact that she is black is not an issue. The issue here
is... It's an issue for the newspaper. It certainly is. They only mentioned it 15 times.
What are they going to say?
Nothing.
You know that she's
not. She doesn't need a color on it.
All right. Well, let me tell you how the people sees in the Middle East right now. See Mr. Bush and Ms. Rice.
Look, I know how they see.
They see them as killers, murderers. You know, these people, they see us in the United States as supporting. Killing people, innocent people.
That may be true, but the way those things
were vile. Why are we so angry about it? I mean, you know,
because it's limited vile.
To American people.
You need to rethink it, Mr. Sablani. You need to rethink
Sablani.
It. We appreciate you coming
Spiewak.
On.
Mr. Spiewak. Mr. Spiewak Sablani.
Very rare we agree with Bill O'Reilly.
Wow. Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
That's our bill.
We decided to play a clip from your show.
Poor German guys, leap over the counter and pound me.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, there you go. That was the Rob segment last night on the Bill O'Reilly Show.
You go right ahead and make out in front of my 3-year-old daughter. Go right ahead and do that.
Those are some of his more controversial points.
You're a moron.
See? Thank you, Bill.
He's a hothead.
Bill O'Reilly.
You know, gee, I'm sorry. I brought pain to all those families, all those thousands of families.
Thanks, Bill.
I know, Bill. I'm an incompetent boob.
Yes.
Let's go outside for a second.
Spiewak strangely absent from the interview last night.
Let's go outside.
Send my spokesman.
Joshua Tree, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Understand, through some recon, that a very hot woman went into the chiropractor's office next door.
Yeah.
And she allegedly is going to go inside and put on her bikini and come out and join us in the hot tub on the 100-degree hot day.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this girl looks just like Jennifer Garner.
Wow.
She walked into the chiropractor, said, "How long are you doing this?" I said, "Till 7. She goes, "I'm coming out. I've got a pink bikini in my car."
That sounds encouraging.
It does. So as soon as she comes out of that chiropractor, I'm leaping on her and I'm getting her in the pool.
Very, very
he will,
excited.
Too.
Yeah,
he will.
He's going to leap on her.
Leap on her.
He's literally trying it. And how's our boy Dave doing?
Good. Dave, how are you doing?
Great. I wouldn't mind leaping on this girl,
hey,
too.
Hey, no.
I'm being funny.
Yes, you are.
Yep.
No, Dave, listen, those are natural
That's
urges.
That's one thing that you got to know about me. I'm a wild and crazy funny guy.
There you go. How'd the flossing go?
Great.
Good.
Want to say vagina again?
No, thank you, not at this time.
Hey, I like that independent thinking.
He's some kind of that.
Are you some, enough for one day?
Are you some kind of faggot?
No.
Oh, come on.
Just don't want to push the envelope too much.
Wow. Very interesting concept here.
I'd say poontang.
Poontang.
That's new.
Thank you, Dave. I just want you to engage in some shock jockery while you're here.
All right.
Have fun. Live vicariously through the show.
Hey, guys, we've got one other woman out here. Maybe she wants to get in.
Okay.
What's your name?
Becky.
Becky's here with. And how old is your baby?
It's kind of a buzzkill. I brought my baby, but I thought
hold on, I'm turned on.
No women.
Hold on, I'm turned on, Joshua. I'm turned on. How old is the baby?
He's 8 months, and Don, I am breastfeeding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Bravo.
Where's that magazine cover? is she going to jump in?
Can we get you in the pool?
Yeah, if it's okay.
Did she bring a bathing suit?
You don't want to see that.
We don't want to see that.
Oh, really?
We don't want to see what? Stretch mark. Well, we've got to start somewhere.
That's right.
We have to start.
She might not be the big winner.
She's but right now she's got the money. She's the first chick to show up.
Yeah, right now it's all you. If nobody else comes by, you're getting the money.
Say hi. So I don't need the money, but I will get in the pool just for fun.
Oh, she will get
all right. Well, there's that. All right.
We want to hear the splashing.
All right. She's getting ready to stick in her.
Why are you looking at me like that, Mike?
Does that mean I get in the pool now?
Well,
okay.
Didn't you really want to?
Yeah. Right.
Buzz, what's the current temperature outside?
Still 96 degrees with a heat index of 108.
How old are you guys?
17.
I can't let you guys play. You guys got to be
cold. We're actually listening to Joshua Tree, the behind-the-scenes workings that he does.
Yes, it's when I have to turn him down when they're 17.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when you get their numbers in private.
Not how he operated at the wedding this weekend.
No, not...
It's a very nice-looking lady.
Well, Mike, why don't you... Why don't you go on out?
Okay, here I go.
Okay.
All right. Yes, it is a very nice brunette.
Hey, dog. Let me see what I can see from the window before I go out.
She appears to have some kind of one-piece bathing
right.
suit on underneath.
Oh, yeah, she's a nice-looking woman.
Yeah.
Really
white
nice
short.
Woman. You got one of those for me?
Yeah, you want
yeah. What the hell?
Holding her 8 month old?
There we go.
All right, I'm outside, Don. You're still nursing.
I'm coming out with you, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Here you go. I'm gonna come out with you. Let's see what's going on now. No, I don't need cans, Robbie.
Hi, Dave. How are you? Don's making his way out to the pool. Actually, I can probably, I don't need it either. We can monitor this way, so Joshua Treif, you'll take that.
Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Hey. Yeah, Mike and Dave getting in the pool together.
And this lovely lady, and you are lovely. You're very, very lovely.
Yeah, now a sexy mommy.
And a tired little bambino here.
Sexy mommy, hi. What's your name?
Becky.
Becky, where are you from?
I'm from Silver Spring.
And how long are you going to let him nurse?
As long as he wants.
Good. You want to nurse like for 3 or 4 more years, don't you? When's it? And you just happen to have your bathing suit on today?
No, but I'll get in the pool. I always wanted to meet you guys.
It's nice to meet you, and you're really going to be able to meet Mike. Turn around and take a look now.
Oh, baby, light blue is hot.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, this is my new target. This is my new target bathing.
This is Mike O'Mara in a bathing suit in the pool.
No, this is my friend Dave right over here. Dave, you can go over sit over there. Sit over at the other side. Dave. I'm going to sit on the far end of the pool here. What? Wait, hold on.
Which part of Silver Spring are you from?
Uh-huh.
Capitol View.
I grew up near Four Corners, Colesville Road, and University Boulevard.
So it's a lovely day here, and it's time for all of us to get in the pool.
Becky's in the water with the little one.
Yeah.
Ah. There you go. Mike, are you comfortable?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to tip it over if I lean back.
Mike?
Sorry.
Now,
this is where, I know, Dave, this is where all the water came out from. Yes, take plenty of shots, John. Yes, F up the contest, but you know, for the open of the show. But get plenty of things with me. Don't touch yourself, please.
Get a nice shot of Becky over here and get a nice shot of Dave. Now,
technically, Becky is over. Hi, how are you? Hi, some people driving by, and it seems to have heated up, Don. It seems like this is now starting to, gain a little strength.
Well, Mike,
this little routine we're doing.
Let me just
here.
Be honest. I'm not blowing smoke. It's the star power.
Is it the star power of me being in the pool?
You're in the pool, baby.
Don, I will stay as long as it takes. I will stay till the end of the show. If you want me to stay to the end of the show, I will do it. I will do it. That is my job.
How are things going with the baby?
They're going well.
What's up with you?
Want to hear Donald Duck sneeze, little baby? Watch this. Watch this. Look, look.
I don't mean to make it too G-rated. Okay. I hope you get some hotties soon.
Oh, no, you're very hot. I can see right down your top. You are very, very,
very, very nice. Yes. She is lovely, and it's a beautiful day. And you know what? I said before that the water was a little too warm. It's actually really nice. It's kind of got that little bath water feel to it, but it's water. It's moisture. We're out here. Becky's, and I like the fact that we've got the monitors cranking out here a little bit. That's good, too.
Becky's the...
And it's those people that are just driving by to stare. Get out of your car, at least. At least have the decency to do that.
Boy, maybe they can see just...
Am I getting a little testy? I'm getting a little testy. But Dave, you know what? This is great. I'm going to get some sun out here
you
today.
Need to do, Dave, you need to get a little closer to Mike.
Now that's really not. I think it's fine that he's over there because there's going to be lots of room. So when all the women show up, we'll have half of them for him and half of them to sit next to me.
Right,
it'll be wonderful.
Work.
This is just delightful as I count the floaties in the pool. Just kidding, Dave. There aren't any floaties
what
here.
Becky, listen, you get at least $100 for showing up today in your bathing suit with your baby, so we thank you for that.
That's $100 right there, Becky. Isn't that nice?
I didn't even have to breastfeed, eh?
No, that's inside of you.
And Buzz Burbank is out here?
Yes.
Buzz, is your microphone on?
It is, in fact. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Buzz.
How's the water?
Although it's enough to make my nipples do this, so it's very nice. You know?
On a hot day.
Yeah, and not yours. Not yours.
Hey, Dave, how are your mitts doing, friend?
Very good.
Yeah, very good.
You got that water bottle. What are you holding now? Is there any water left in that? I'll throw that out.
Dave, you have a very odd way of sitting. You're sitting on your knees with your legs going
kind of out, the way a toddler would sit.
That's
a very
side.
Interesting. Yes, almost
that. I've been doing that for the past 37, 38 years or whatever.
Like yoga. Nice to see you're still in that holding pattern.
double jointed.
That's lovely. And you know, even though it's 100 degrees with the nice little breeze and in the water, it's quite comfortable out here right now.
Time, Mike.
It is. Don,
enjoy.
Please don't leave. You know,
great seeing you out here, Mike.
Oh, yes, more men coming by. Isn't
now,
that so wonderful?
You have committed to
this. This guy's been to some of our other reindeer games. Uh-oh. You just love having us in the neighborhood, don't you? You truly do.
Hi there. So, take a look. What do you think?
How are you?
Describe it to our listeners.
Well, it just looks very refreshing.
It's a real sex fest, isn't it? Truly is.
It's a very family-oriented program.
It is. It's very family-oriented.
So
this
far.
Is really, you know what I see when I look in this kiddie pool? I see what could be a photograph promoting some hotel. You know, like come to Myrtle Beach.
Exactly.
Come to Myrtle Beach.
Look on
the flyer.
For a hotel that's just getting over Legionnaire's disease. Like that hotel.
How about a cruise? You know, if it was a cruise.
We've cleaned up.
Are you worried that your boat is actually taking that 15-degree angle at sea, causing death and destruction? Come by our pool.
Hey,
we have a wonderful time out
here. Dave, is that a birth spot on your head, or did you cut your head?
Shaving.
Over here on this side, it's like a wine stain, like a Gorbachev thing happening on the back of your head.
Just one of the many things that make you.
Right. When I was shaving the head, there were like some pimples or bug bites.
Oh, I tell you, I have never been happier to be in a pool with an individual in my life.
I know.
And I like all the detail. Shaving. So you busted pimples as you were shaving your head. Let's all enjoy the water.
Oh, the blade.
Don't get any mouthfuls.
Now, Dave, wouldn't it be refreshing to go underneath? Wouldn't it be refreshing to go underneath and get your head wet? Come on, do it. Take off your glasses and go underneath. Here we go.
There he goes.
And
he's getting underneath. All right.
And here
you go.
Oh, there he goes.
That's great. That got right in my eye.
Dang.
Yes. Splash, splash. How's the water? Oh, you got a little bloody nose. You all right there? Oh, did you hit your head, buddy? Did you hit your head?
Oh, he hit his head. The water was a little more shallow than
you
thought.
Oh, dear. Let's get a towel.
We're going to need
towels. Are you okay, buddy?
Towels.
Yeah, you'll be okay. Get a towel for him. All right, please don't. You can step out of the pool, Dave, if you want to, buddy. All right.
I'm going to run upstairs and get the towel.
All right. Are you okay, Dave? Yeah, he'll be all right. Get him a towel or something.
Get a camera.
I think we might need a first aid kit here.
Get a towel.
Don, thanks for leaving.
Get a camera first.
Hi, Don.
What happened?
I can't hear it now. Can somebody give me a little more monitor?
We are sending first aid and a camera crew right now.
Towels are on the way.
Very good. Dave, why don't you step out of the pool for a little bit, Dave? Just a little bit. Help Dave out of the pool, Joe, will you?
Mike, I'm back here in the studio. What happened was, the pool has about, like 6 inches of water in it, something like that?
How are you?
Closer to 2 feet.
Really? Well,
Save out of the pool,
when I said to him, why don't you get wet, he really did a header.
Yeah, kind of went head first into the pool.
And
you didn't break your nose, did you, Dave?
No, I didn't. I just forgot that it was actually asphalt under the
right
tank.
Yeah, bumped his head.
Shallow.
Keep applying pressure, Dave.
Right.
Keep applying pressure to that head wound.
Right. Usually I just dive in and go all the way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's my motto for life, too.
You're going to be okay?
Did you hit your nose, Dave, or did you hit your head?
It looks like Nick Nolte's mugshot now.
I kind of just went right between the nose and the forehead a little bit.
He looks a little like the Kinter boy.
He got his brow.
It's a lovely day out here in Rockville, Maryland.
Is the water pink, Mike?
What's that? No, he didn't bleed in the water, which I think was very, very kind. But we're still having a good time, aren't we, ma'am?
Party.
Yeah, it's a party time. It really
is. Take off your glasses and we'll dab some of the blood there.
Yeah, why don't we make sure that Dave's wounds are properly nursed before we send him back into the pool? Not that I wouldn't want to share every possible...
He jumped,
hold this cool cloth.
He was sitting in a kiddie pool, leaned over to submerge himself.
And apparently... didn't realize that it was shallow.
Would you like some isopropyl rubbing alcohol out there, Mike? I have some.
I think whatever we can do to help with the first
aid. Let me just say that based on Mike, I'm getting news now from the RRSE, the Royal Research Stock Exchange.
Yes.
The stock on Dave has tumbled from 100 to nearly 85 based strictly on his last swimming accident. Right,
now, hold on. Joshua Tree, go over to these guys.
Didn't hurt at all.
Hold on, Dave. We got a couple of guys. Did you guys bring ice to put into the pool?
Yeah, we're refrigeration guys.
All right, the refrigeration guys. Go ahead, put the ice in the pool. Fantastic.
Let's get a piece for Dave's forehead.
Hi, what are your names, guys? What are your names?
John.
John?
Dan.
Dan, give a plug to who you work for.
I work for ASC. We work out of Glenwood, Maryland.
Okay, very good. Thank you for bringing the ice by. We appreciate that. Don, we're getting the pool's going to be cooled off
good,
a little
Mike.
Bit.
Good, you need to be cooled down.
It's gonna be wonderful in here in a minute as Dave continues to bleed. Dave, has the bleeding stopped? Pressure. You need pressure on it.
Pressure on the fire.
Dave?
These are some of the things to look for in the young MD.
Dave, Joshua Tree. And I just want to say, our crew, as far as administering first aid...
Best show ever.
They're doing a yeoman's job. They really are. They're helping Dave. But what, Dave, you need to do is probably still apply pressure. Then you're going to keep the
pressure.
Blood out of your eyes.
This is like watching Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah,
keep, I mean, really, all of them keep pressure on and
pressure.
You know, let's
pressure.
Strap him.
Saving Private Retard.
And now the ice is in the pool. These guys are doing a great job. It's wonderful.
Now my question is, where is America?
The lady, the baby.
Coming by to see Mike in the pool along with Super Dave and
bleeding.
The hot lady who's breastfeeding her child. She's not breastfeeding the child right now, but...
No, that's
but
not happening, you know.
Certainly is within the realm of possibility.
Oh, God.
Anything can happen, Mike.
Hey, you know, I already feel the cool coming in from the ice. It's actually improving the water temperature down here. Very, very nice day here in Rockville, Maryland. Beautiful direct sunlight on the pool. Come down, work on your tan, and for God's sakes, keep that pressure on Dave's head there.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey, thank God Dave didn't break his nose. It might cause him to talk funny.
Oh, very funny, sir.
Bye!
But I already talked funny enough, thank you.
Hey, Don?
Yeah, yes, it's me. Yes, hi, Mike.
I am curious about Dave. Dave, when you went headfirst into the asphalt in the 3 inches of water, did you hit your nose as well as your forehead?
Kind of.
A little bit?
A little bit.
You don't think the nose is broken, though, do you?
No, it's not.
It's not broken. The nose, we have good news, Don. The nose is not broken.
No, it's not.
It's not broken.
I've just things like this all the time.
Yeah, I bet.
Lots of household accidents, I'm sure.
I bet. Lots of soft corners in your house.
And, of course, you know, Dom, where do they say most household accidents occur? In the bathroom.
In the bathroom. That's right. In the bathroom. Or in a parking lot.
Or in a parking lot with a kiddie pool.
In the bathroom where there's no working
waiting
shower.
For more people. I do love my job. I do.
This is why we have those legal waivers.
Yes, that's right. Did Dave sign one?
Yes, he did.
Hey, terrific.
And I've
no
applied,
liability.
I've applied triple antibiotic ointment.
You know what that means?
Head.
He can bleed out right now like a deer.
He could. Wouldn't that be great for the ratings?
And the company would be not out one thin dime.
That would
like
be wonderful for the ratings if he bled out. But then we wouldn't have his lovely voice to hear all the time.
And then we'd have to put him down.
Put him to sleep.
Like Barbara.
Don, are you suggesting euthanizing Dave on only his very first debut show here? We can't euthanize our new superstar.
Only if his nose is broken, Mike.
Man,
don't euthanize Tartaro.
It is cold in this place. It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, Don and Mike, hello.
Hello,
it's Don. I'm inside. Mike is outside in the pool. Hello.
Yes, did you realize how much that guy sounds like Ralph Kitcher on the Harley?
Yes, you're about the 8,000th person to mention that today. Thank you, though. Please, try listening to the entire show.
Bye.
Please. On for 4 hours a day.
Don?
Yeah, Mike?
I'm bleeding also now.
Oh, no.
Where?
It's a sympathy bleed. I don't want to say where I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
You can't. I think we all might know. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Oops. What did I do there? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, I figured out the tone that Mel Gibson was listening to while he called his 502.
Now, hold on. Are we walking into a joke
here?
It's
going to be a joke.
A Mel Gibson joke? No, please.
Not a joke. I just saw the tune that he was...
No. Save him for make us laugh. Oh, gotcha. Goodbye.
Bye.
Gotcha.
Nice. Don, you know, having a little trouble down here hearing the callers without headphones, and in that particular example, I think I benefited from that.
Yeah, he was starting some Mel Gibson joke.
How you doing up there?
Up here?
Yeah, because I just want to paint a picture here. Don's window from his studio actually overlooks the beautiful kiddie pool here in Rockville, Maryland.
See, now, because we got that shiny stuff?
Yeah.
What? We got the shiny stuff?
Yeah, stuff that's the window tinting that's all bubbled.
So that you can't see me looking at you, but I can see you.
I can't see you, no.
I'm looking at you right now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
We all
are. You doing something?
No, do something, and I'll tell you exactly what you're doing.
Okay.
You put your right hand up in the air. Now you're aping that you're picking your nose.
Right.
Now you're touching your top of the head.
Right.
Now you're right there. You're going to kill yourself.
Now he's getting up.
And now you're getting up.
Oh, no.
Now,
no one wants to see that.
I know. I'm not going to do that.
Just about to see your hairy Valentine.
Yes, I know. And, well, the fit for these Target swim trunks, not exactly perfect. It's actually riding a little lower than I would like. I like to wear them more in the old man style that young Dave here has.
Do you think you'll take them to the tailor and get them altered?
You know, it's either all or nothing, Rob. I either want to go with the thong or nothing at all.
That's right. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, Radio God, how you doing, buddy?
Hey there, you're on the air. Howdy.
Buddy. Hey, is Super Dave related to Larry Bud Melman?
I don't believe there's any. Is this Comedy Corner today?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I think people are trying to get a handle on Dave. Go to our website. We got a fresh picture of him on today's log.
Yeah, and keep the pressure on that head wound, Dave. Okay?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don't
Hello.
Rub it. Just press that. Press on it. Do not rub it.
Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Phil. I'm a manager at the Scores of Baltimore, the Gentlemen's Club.
Yes.
Familiar with the one in New York City. I don't know how long you guys are going to be in that pool, but I can maybe send a few girls out to turn up the mood, if you know.
Well, now, something tells me that you probably, the closest you've come to Scores maybe is leaving some of yourself on their bathroom floor. I really don't think you're the manager of Scores.
Don?
I am. I run the valet company. It's a fact. My name is Phil.
Hold on. There's a difference between the guy in the red jacket who parks the cars and the guy who actually gets the chicks at Scores.
I'm just offering. I can have three girls down there. I got to do is talk to the other.
Yeah, all right. Well, make it happen there, Mr. Big Time.
Come on now. I'm not going to be in this pool forever,
come
pal.
Come on, Mr. Big Time. Make it happen. Because Mike's pruning out there, Mr. Big Time.
That's right.
Seven.
Come on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Idiot pruning.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You can't put him down. He's already down, if you know what I mean.
No. He has estimated he's a 100.
He's a century. He's at a century mark. Comedy Hello. Tuesday. Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Super Dave dropped on his head when he was born.
Dave is right here.
Right.
He can hear you. Come on now. The guy just hung up.
Hit and run.
I just hung up. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Turn it down.
This is why
Mel Gibson died for your sins.
Stop it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, so that you would call radio shows and not have your radio turned up loud. Right. Hello?
Hey, I want to know where you guys are located. I want to drive by and see some of this tomfoolery unfolding.
Well, you know what? I wish you were of a different sex, sir.
Fine.
We are here. We are at the corner.
Hey, play some music, are you?
We are at the corner of Rockville Pike and Montrose Road in Rockville, classic Rockville, Maryland, right on Rockville Pike. You can't miss us. Here we go.
That's great.
Comes up like a rose. Everybody knows.
Mike, don't get poison ivy down there now.
You're killing me.
So Mike.
But she's having a nice time.
Your shirt's not on.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, buddy.
You know, that's a great song when you're in a studio, but it sounds even better when you're blasting it through a parking lot.
Late at night, while you sleep, who's alive and comes creepy.
Wow.
Oh, you're killing me. You are killing me.
You were killing me. You should see my... God damn.
We're sitting here. I'm sorry. I keep calling you ma'am. What is your first name again?
My name is Becky.
I am Becky.
Becky and the baby and I are having a wonderful swim. It's truly delightful here. Of course,
Dave.
We could use a few more folks out here, but you know what? It's perfect. Dave's bleeding, and everybody's having a good time.
Come on by. I wish this person was here. Hello.
Hey,
might have stopped.
Hey, Bob.
I sent an email to...
We lost him. Oh, what a shame that he got cut off.
Really, his phone just crapped right out.
Hey, the new filters work.
You know, that's the only thing that would make this a little bit better for me.
What if Robert was here?
He'd be sitting in this tub with Robert the Angry Mailman.
He always has a kind word for you.
Yes, he does.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was wondering, could you take Dave upstairs on the other side of the window and see if Mike can see him licking it?
I didn't get that. I didn't hear that, Don.
Now, listen, that's cruel. That's a window licker, Joe.
Oh, he's already discussed the fact, Dave, that you clean the windows at McDonald's. That's not the way you do it, is it?
No.
You do it with like a squeegee. You don't lick the windows.
Squeegee and little thing to soak the window.
Good explanation.
Thank you very much. You know, I think it's important to point out Mike is in a pool right now outside with
a
this,
lovely, lovely with, kiddie pool.
With this guy, Dave, and with this hot mom, Becky, down there with her daughter.
Becky is here, and we're having a wonderful time.
I believe the bleeding has stopped.
So come on by.
Hooray.
Oh yeah, the bleeding is stopped. We're going to allow, he hasn't eaten Johnny. Anything in a half an hour. We're going to allow Dave to get back into the pool in a little bit.
What, Johnny?
I got all the pictures up that I've just taken.
Beautiful. Okay, so you can go to our website. Right. Do we have pictures of his head bleeding?
Yes, we do.
Bloody good.
Thank you, John.
We're still waiting. We've given Becky $100. We're waiting for the grand prize. It could be Becky. It could be you. We're not sure. We're all waiting here on Rockville Pike to see how the date is going to end.
Mike, we got a break.
Okay.
And we'll be back.
Thank you, Don.
We'll be Band-Aids.
Dave, would you like to take us to break again?
Sure, Don and Mike, go to break.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Swearing, Paul. There, I said it.
The profanity bothers you.
It has no nobility.
These are slum kids. I was a slum kid. Everybody talks like that.
They do not? What do you think I say when I go to the feed store in town? Oh, now, Wally, give me a bag of that effing pig feed and 10 pounds of that bitchly cow corn. And in the bank, do I tell Mrs. Bollinger, oh, here's one big bastard of a check. Give me some of your Christy money.
Look,
there, look. See what you made me do.
The Don and Mike Show.
Can't you just learn to listen to our...
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Well, hello.
Right.
I'm your father.
What was that?
Well, now, Your Honor.
What was that, Duke? Hold on a second. I don't get it.
Well, hello.
Oh, hi, Major Bill.
He did?
He did what, Duke?
Well, what is he admitting to?
They go together like cigarettes and chili. Don and Mike.
Well, hello.
Well, why?
I don't know. I'm here in the studios with Buzz.
Yes, hi.
Rob is in between inside and outside, and let's go outside right now.
Don, it's really hot out there.
It is.
Thank you, Sherlock. No S.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Or, you know, thanks, Einstein. And think about how many times he heard that.
Yeah, I know.
If he got so much ass, yes. Einstein.
Right.
You ever think about that?
Thanks, Einstein.
When a woman got done, she climbed off him.
Right.
Thanks, Einstein.
He heard a lot of that, I understand.
That was a compliment to him. Jesus, now.
Let's go outside now to my best buddy and radio's favorite mimic,
yes.
Mike O'Mara, who's outside in the kiddie pool, the adult kiddie pool. And Mike, I'm looking outside and I see the crowd has swelled.
You know, it's the 5 o'clock whistle, Don. I think that everybody gets out of work. They wanna roll on down here.
Sure.
We have had some very good
Mike,
news.
You've got semen out there.
We have Becky with young Harry, the baby. Baby Harry and Becky. Dave is still standing outside.
5 o'clock
whistle. There it is. Dave is still standing out of the tub
right.
because he is suffering from a major head wound.
Blood now, Mike, I keep seeing the semen.
Hold on, Dave. I got to hear the monitor here. What's that, Don?
The semen.
Yes?
Do you see the semen?
Behind you? Oh, do we have semen here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for your service to our country, sir. I appreciate that. And the guy in the sunglasses over here scares me a little bit.
Now, Mike, I want to tell you, I'm looking out the window, and I see. Okay, so I see the Navy guy in his dress.
I'm going to go right down the line, okay? Girlfriend, pushing the girlfriend to enter the contest, wants the money. Mm-hmm. Fan of the show, enjoying things. This is just pretty goofy. Scary. Serving our country. Right. There you go. I'm going right down the line. We do have a bit of a turnout, but we have some good news. And here with that good news, I'm going to kick it over to Joshua Tree, who has some more contestants, Don.
Oh, yay. Thank God, Mike. You're not going to be alone in the pool.
I think you're going to be very pleased with this development.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I found you two more ladies, Don.
Oh, now, hold on. I've been out here the whole time. What do you mean? You found, like, you went out there and put a sign out on Rockville Pike? Is that what it was?
Nice in that pool, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, well, Joshua, let's meet our next ladies, because, of course, as you know, this is kind of an elimination.
Yeah.
All of the ladies will get at least $100, but the hottest woman gets $440
mm-hmm.
at the end of the show today.
All right. So Becky the mom...
I'm alone in the pool right now, Don.
Becky the mom has already been given her walking paper. She's got her $100.
Right.
She started.
She's very busy. She's got the small child. Right. She could not have been sweeter. A wonderful lady Becky was.
She has nursing to do.
Now, who is the next woman getting in the, into your pool, Mike?
Let's see. What's your name, ma'am?
I am Heather.
Heather?
Mm.
Heather, where are you from?
I'm from Rockville, Maryland.
From right here in Rockville. Fantastic. Are you ready to get into the pool?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's go for it. Don, can you see Heather from your perch?
No. Mike, unfortunately, she's...
Come right over here, Heather.
She's going to sit by you so I can see her.
All right. She's going to have to sit over here. There's Heather. Can you see Heather?
Hi, Heather. I'll give everybody the visual.
Okay. Worth the whole thing right
this
now.
This is Campbell Brown from NBC without the goddamn annoying overbite. And if Campbell Brown had a body like a woman instead of like Manute Bol.
I also see some Elizabeth Shue there.
And you see Elizabeth Shue in many women, Rob.
I do.
Blonde, very attractive. Well, Heather, waste no time. Hop right into the pool.
You could eat
it's pool time. You guys ready for a little pool time?
You could eat an old shoe if you had to.
Yeah, wonderful.
Short jean shorts are
Heather's wearing a black bikini bottom, and I believe a black bikini top. Yes.
White top is on.
She has three lovely butterflies. Yes.
Stop that.
Step right in.
Get in. Yeah, she's hot.
Yes, that's Dave. Say hi to Dave over there.
Yeah, let's get all this on the microphone.
Yes, and hi, Heather.
Get in there, Mike.
Yes, you can sit next to me.
Hi, Heather. Hi, honey. Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing great, and that, of course, is my best buddy, Mike.
Hi, Heather.
I know, Mike. I listen to both of you guys on the radio. I love your show.
Thank you, honey.
That's wonderful. Right now, I would say, Don, Heather is the clear leader in the competition.
Yeah. And smart as a whip.
You are, shut up, Rob. You're beautiful, Heather. You got a very nice bikini. Would you describe our newest friend, Dave, to anyone who's not been able
Dave
to
is right over here,
see him?
Describe him?
Yeah, describe him
as best you can.
I mean, imagine that we're like a police sketch artist.
He's handsome, and he's a very, very nice guy. He's
okay, now listen, honey, do you want the money?
I guess he's looking... He's looking for the honest description.
Help her with the right
describe
answer.
Him physically.
And he has a green baby cake.
I'll do this. I'll help you out, Heather. What would you estimate Dave's current weight to be? And just to, if you're within 10 or 20 pounds.
Ballpark.
250?
250. And I'll ask now, I'll really put the pressure on, what would you estimate my current weight to be? Thanks for the big belly laugh, sir. I really appreciate that.
225.
She's right on. She aced it, Don. She got it right. Now, we have another woman over here. Is this woman participating, too? Step over here to the to poolside, right over here. Oh, another very attractive woman.
This is going to be very much like a gladiator, because gladiator, because it may be thumbs up and thumbs down.
Yeah.
This is very, very interesting. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Norma.
Norma.
Yeah.
Norma, where are you from?
Originally New York, but I'm from around here.
Norma, you ready for a little pool time this afternoon?
You know, that's why I came here.
Ah. Well, just get into your bathing suit and hop in.
Hot piece of MILF ass.
There's room on my left side, Don.
Oh, God.
He can have one on each arm.
This is a wonderful, wonderful pool day.
Joshua, get the microphone there. Boy, look at it. It's like a one piece.
She's got the sexy one piece on today.
God damn.
Very, very lovely. So now we've got some company in the pool.
I'm scared.
Wow, there we are.
Very high cut one piece. High cut on the leg.
Norma and Heather. Just sit right over here. There we go.
Mike, can we just get the sound of all of you kicking your feet?
I'm sorry. Oh, dear. Oh, my. Oh, no. Wait, we've had an accident.
There's a flood.
Joshua, get the microphone by that, you idiot.
Water's going over the wall.
We had just the one thing. Oh, my goodness. That's kind of a transparent bathing suit, isn't it? A little bit.
You're not even hearing what's happening because somebody nearly tipped over one side of the pool, and
here's the deal.
And the water was rushing out.
Like Niagara Falls.
Yes,
with the kiddie pool, unfortunately, you can't sit on the side of it. And Norma was going for the sexy poolside sit. And if Dave or I had done that, it would have been a major ecological disaster here in Rockville.
Could y'all just like kick your feet so we can get the sound of the water?
All right, here, let's all kick our feet, ladies. All right. Whee! Isn't this fun? Dave, has the bleeding stopped? Are you ready to come back in the pool? Girls, would you like Dave to come back in the pool?
Yes, come back in the pool. You got a little sun lines over here. You need to get those out, right?
Yeah, right. Trucker tan, Dave.
Right.
Norm, is it okay if Dave comes back in the pool?
Oh, that's nice.
I think that's the Beach Boys, isn't it?
Well, hello!
Sit right over there, Dave. All right, thank you very much. And he's doing that kind of sit.
Hey, very good.
And remember, the one rule, Dave, no blood in the pool. Okay?
Hey, Dave. Dave, it's Don. Can you hear me?
Dave, can you hear Don? He's
speaking
to you.
Yes. Hey, Dave.
What?
How about these two beautiful women in the pool with you right now?
Right, two foxy ladies.
Do you want to come over here and sit on our side of the pool?
Right, I think I'm fine.
You're fine, okay.
Hey,
right.
Hey.
A little shy, Don.
Hey,
a little
Dave.
Shy.
But not really shy.
Yeah,
I just want to...
Do you think you would make a mess?
Oh, God, please.
Give everybody plenty of room.
Please don't tell me that you're from... I don't want to... That's the
Dave
from hell.
Dave?
Yeah.
Dave, do you think you might have an oopsie?
Oh, he knows that.
God.
A number three oopsie?
Wow.
No.
That is highly disturbing.
Answer, no.
I think if he gets any closer, he's going to displace some more water.
But you know something, Don? With this kind of weather, what a fabulous day it is out here at the parking lot.
Now, really, the question is going to be, which one of these women is hottest?
This is right. Oh, what? Don, we had another accident. John Norman just tripped his way up the stairs. We had a major... Hopefully that's not a head wound, but Dave, Don was asking you a question. Who are we going to pick today?
Right, I think Heather's pretty hot.
What do you think old Norma here? She's no slouch either, though, right?
Right, she's no slouch either.
Donna, are we going to let Dave pick our winner today?
Well, Mike, Dave, hypothetically. Yeah, do you know what hypothetically means?
Dave, right. Do you understand the word hypothetically?
Right, it means not official.
Right. Yeah, okay.
I think
that IQ's over 100 points, in my opinion.
Good. Which one of these girls would you bang if you could?
Heather.
Oh, he's got his eyes set on Heather. He does indeed. And Don, shocker of shockers, look who's made his way out to the pool. You know he couldn't stay away. You know he had to come by. He, of course, is radio's Buzz Burbank.
I felt disconnected. I wanted to be a part of the
action. You know what it is? I guarantee it's the One Piece girl.
Yeah, that's in Buzz's wheelhouse right there.
It's the One Piece girl.
Buzz, come over here and say hi to Norma.
Hi, Norma. How are you? Welcome.
Hi there.
Hi.
Very nice to meet you.
Buzz, why don't you just jump in the pool?
Do you want Buzz to jump in the pool?
Perhaps later. We're just about to do the
news. Now, Buzz, you know, I was really going to suggest you slip off your pants.
Oh,
but you
please, no. We can't really do that, Don.
You want to see me jump out of this pool, you have him do that.
I forgot he does not wear underpants, my guy. I swear to God.
That would be the fastest I've moved since 1985.
Well, I think that this is officially a success now.
Yeah. It is. Everybody, give these ladies a round of applause.
The women show up. And
we were worried for a while, but now we have two beautiful, and we had three beautiful women, Becky and Norma and Heather. We've got a wonderful turnout, and if 20 more showed up, it wouldn't even matter, because right now it's a success, Don.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, what the hell. Which one of them's hotter? Hey, Rod, Mike, would you ask each of them to stand up, please?
Yes, please. Ladies, could you both stand up, please? Do we have music for this?
No, this is just a private show for me.
Oh, hey, the view's great down here.
Would you have a look towards my window?
Look up toward the window, please.
There's Don.
Wave at Don.
Hi there. Turn around.
Yeah, look at the apartments.
Hey, Don.
Okay, now bend over and touch your toes.
No, they don't like that request. You know what? I love summer.
Yes.
Ladies, can you just put your hands over your breasts?
All right.
I think the one on the right's the winner.
Don?
Yeah.
Do you want me to put mine over my breasts?
Please. Heather did it for him.
Heather copped a field. Pretty good, huh?
Heather just did.
Pretty firm. This is a tough decision. It really is.
I go with the one on your left. The one on your left, the one on my right.
The One Piece?
That would be right here?
The One Piece, yeah.
Norma?
Yeah.
Norma, congratulations.
With no offense to Heather. I mean, that's just my vote.
It's a tough call.
I think she's the hottest one.
All right, Norma.
Going to get cash today.
Don, tell her what she's won.
Well, no, and we got to vote.
Right.
Mike, who do you think is the hottest?
I'm going to go with Heather.
Okay, Buzz, who do you think?
I think I'm going to go with Heather.
Robbie.
Got to go with Heather.
Wow, I'm totally
Rob, I was very quiet. I could almost not hear you.
Heather!
A lot of tension. I'm the voting.
What about Dave?
Dave is really going out of his mind over young Heather. He truly is.
Dave, who do you like better?
Heather!
Buzz, have you voted?
His answer, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, have we tallied the vote, Don?
Yeah, the good news is everybody except me voted for Heather. So Heather's the winner.
Heather, congratulations. You won $400. How much? $440?
$440 freaking dollars.
And Norma, just for coming in here and getting wet, you have won $100 American dollars.
$100.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can I just make a pitch here, by the way?
Yes, go ahead.
I wish I'd looked like that when I was her age, but I look like this after...
You look great!
I look like this after three kids.
Hey, after three kids, yes!
Can you hear me out there? Honey, in the One Piece,
can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I would do you in a heartbeat.
Why, thank you, Don.
I would do you in a heartbeat. How old is your oldest child?
9.
Sexy.
Don, you always say the nicest things.
Thank you.
I think that's incredibly romantic. I really do.
I would. Gotcha.
I think all you guys that are out here ogling should give a nice, nice round of applause for our lady contestants.
Hey, Mike. Hey, you should,
Don.
You should turn around right now. And you see the guy in the green shirt?
The guy in the green polo shirt right over here?
Those guys are dicking with your car.
Hey, man.
Oh, no.
Don, that's not my car. I don't know how you thought that was mine.
I just thought you'd want to know that they were walking around looking at it.
That's not mine, though.
Mike drove the van today.
I'm sorry, it's my mistake. Mike drove the big Free FM van
today. Yeah, he drove the van.
You know where I always park in Gaithersburg.
Right, my mistake.
And take the train?
Well, I wouldn't have a chance to tell you before you came back up. I just thought maybe you'd want to, you know. Hey, you guy on the green shirt, I was watching you.
I saw what you did.
Really? Mine's about 20 feet down a little bit. That's all. But it's going to be fine. I'm a little weird about that.
That's why I told you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's why I told you.
I think the contest is over now, though, isn't it?
It is, but I'm just enjoying
it. Now I'm starting to feel really half naked.
I'm enjoying watching you just stand up with nothing but your bathing suit on.
I know, because this is when I really become aware of my body and its problems. This is when I realize that I'm only halfway there when it comes to my weight loss goals.
Well, thank you, Mike, and thank you, Heather, and thank you,
Norma.
Norma.
Yeah, Norma.
Norma and Becky and Dave, thank you, too. Dave, any final words out here from the pool? Don't fall, for God's sake. What?
Dave?
Just been having one heck of a time, and it's been fun.
The next time you come by, I'm going to buy you a gift. You know what that's going to be?
What?
It's going to be a Braun electric toothbrush. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
Fantastic. Yes, Don's got a question, Dave.
Dave?
Yeah.
Going to go home tonight and work it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
On that note, what a fun time we've had.
Rub one out, Dave.
I think how are we going to... Now, do we get to empty this kiddie pool? Can we do that, Rob?
We can do it very quickly right now on the air.
All right, ready?
Turn it around.
Joshua Tree, get the microphone. Joshua's going to come right down on you, buddy. Ready?
Push
one,
down on the side.
Two, three. Yeah.
Come on, hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
Fantastic. Oh, a guy just gave me a dirty look like, oh, man, you're getting my car wet.
Hold on, Mike. Hold on. Put your microphone down there.
You hear that?
That's where anybody stuck in traffic has got to go. Miles to the next exit.
Trapped.
Where's that Gatorade bottle?
This is fun. You know what the most fun is?
What's that?
Me and Joshua Tree's shoes get completely soaked.
You know what's really fun, Mike?
Joshua Tree, another fabulous job.
Look right.
Thanks very much.
Look right to your right.
What's that?
Yes.
What? Till 7? This guy is complaining because we're not doing this till 7. Well, we got our winners.
Hey, pound sand.
Yeah. Pound sand, Don said.
Pound sand. Right.
Why, were you bringing somebody by?
Well, what the hell do you care?
Right,
come on.
Get out of here,
Jesus.
Rupert.
Get out of here.
Rupert G. For God's sake.
He was inconvenienced.
All right. Well, I once again, we have a nice little group.
Thank
guys,
you,
make
Mike.
Some noise.
You
have a little smattering of people, but applaud, please.
Oh, we've had a lot of nice people come show up today.
Thank you so much.
Really
thank
good
you. Guy. Who is booing? Yeah, the ass hat is booing over there.
Right.
I'm coming in now.
I'm still looking at that mom of three.
I know.
What's that?
I'm still looking at that mother of three.
Norma.
My God.
I thought it really turned out to be quite a successful day.
Sure was.
Now I'm going to dry off with paper towels.
Wipe your feet.
Wipe my feet? Okay.
How you doing?
Hi. How are you? How's
get
it going?
Get away from me. Get away
how
from me.
How you doing?
Don't touch me or the stuff over here.
Hi. I know, it's really expensive. Electronic equipment.
Come on, get out of here.
How are you?
Your microphone sounds bad over here.
That's
goodbye.
Right.
Okay. Bye.
All right.
Stop touching yourself. Get the frig out of here.
I'm going to break because I got to drive.
Yes. Yes, we're going to break right now.
I can't sit down on the... I've got to get out of these wet things.
Okay, go get out of the wet things. All of this is on our website.
Yes.
DonandMike website.com. You got the pictures up?
Stolen.
right, Yanni, they're up good. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They don't like to brag, but they invented inventing. Yeah. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
So Mike got his clothes on.
Yeah, I'm fully clothed. Much
dried off.
I know, much to the chagrin of all of you people.
Look at outside now. Now what?
Another girl just showed up, and maybe two. I'm not sure.
Two more little shippies showed up.
Tattooed last showed up. Yeah.
Too late, honey.
Yeah, got to be punctual on this.
You're late. I'm sure you'll hear that again very soon. You're late. Time for Buzz's News and Comments.
Right.
Buzz brought to us tonight by eSurance.com. Instant online car insurance. Hey, give me one second, Buzz.
All right.
Tomorrow on the show.
Yes.
Oh, first, on our website today, besides the pictures of the pool and Dave and his head.
Right. Oh, yeah. It took a nasty spill.
Look on today's daily log to see all those pictures.
Yes.
We also have the picture from the New York Post of Mel Gibson at the party he got popped.
These were flattering, weren't they? Yeah.
And then his mug shot, which for my money looks like a good publicity picture.
I think his mug shot
is like, hey, how you doing? I'm Mel Gibson.
One he looks totally cool. His eyes don't even look all that bloodshot.
No.
Of course, then again, I'm looking at it.
Also, today on the show, we were not able to listen to the tapes of our friend TV's Lisa Remedy,
yes,
who's the star of the UPN show Kings and Queens.
Yeah, and she...
which stars James Kevin.
Right.
And tomorrow we'll get into it because it's really Leah, really crabby. Being crabby Leah.
Wow. Crabby Leah, the diva diva?
Yes, we on MTV Cribs last night.
She's the Leah diva.
Just a taste. Peace, my good man.
Hello, I'm Leah Remini from the King of Queens. Welcome to
Well, hello! Huh?
Right.
Well, hold on, that's just the beginning. Hi, I'm Leah from King of Queens. And then she goes on.
This is our pool table / music room. We don't quite know what to do with it. And oh, by the way, all these people are in my house all the time. I see cribs and people, you know, have their homies, like, you know, this is the way we roll. But this is my house every day.
Charming.
She's really turning on the charm, isn't she?
She is the same Leah Remini that we knew all those years ago.
Isn't that wonderful?
And if anything, the behavior that was exhibited during the VH1 taping of her wedding.
Yeah.
It's times 100,
really,
on MTV Cribs.
Well, you know, the show's been successful.
Because she appears to be bored with the entire premise of Cribs.
Of course.
Rob, you and I watched it, and we both came away and thought the same thing. It's like, she probably begged them to be on the show.
Right.
And her whole attitude is like, well, I don't even know what you're doing here.
Why? I'm opening. I mean, how much planning goes into something like that when you're bringing a camera crew like that into somebody's house?
I'm not going to show you my fridge.
Yeah. Okay, tomorrow we'll play the tapes of Lisa Remedy.
Good.
Oh, they're good from MTV. Now, let me see if we got all that done. Wow, and the pool show and everything.
Yeah, and thanks again to Becky, Heather, and Norma. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, right. Only one more thing to say.
One more thing to say about that.
Exciting.
That may have been a bubble. Well said.
Incidentally, everybody. Hi, it's your friend Don.
Uh-huh. That was live.
It's been
live.
It's me farting into my own microphone.
And it's all yours.
Oh, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Please, you've just been in a toxic pool. And you're going to mock me for smelling my own fart in the microphone?
Yes, I am.
Check your genitals tonight when you get home and see if you're not like the Joker in the Batman movie.
Where the skin's beginning to slump off.
Because you were in the pool with Dave.
God knows what kind of skin disorders I shared.
Well, this makes for a nice transition. If you've ever had the sharp intestinal crisis with sustained bleeding, then today you know what it's like to be Fidel Castro. Cuban dictator went into the hospital today with bleeding bowels and turned control of the island nation over to his younger brother, Raul.
Bleeding. Hey, and a really good ego check, I would think, for Fidel.
Yes.
That you've got the bleeding bowels.
Right, right.
And you're in the hospital, and you turn on the channel, and in Miami, it's like New Year's Eve.
Oh, they're having a big party
because,
with all the exiles.
Because they know that you're about to kick.
Right. Well, that's what they thought anyway. And there was sadness in Havana and concern. Fidel's enemies in Miami, as you said, were celebrating for the first time in 47 years. Cuba not controlled by the man the United States was unable to unseat.
So there was this time I was running the country.
Bleeding.
And then I woke up and I had such a bad... I had such a bad stomach.
Pedro says.
And then I give control and power to my brother.
Fidel has undergone surgery just 2 weeks before his 80th birthday. And doctors say he's recovering well. As you can hear.
I no longer will go to the Fidelicatessen.
And speaking of offshore, that's where the filthy rich hide their money from Uncle Sam. A Senate report on high-level tax schemes will show that this practice has spun wildly out of control.
Wild.
That is wild.
Wild, man.
Costing the government $70 billion a year. The report, according to the New York Times, will show that, quote, so many super-rich Americans evade taxes using offshore accounts that law enforcement cannot control the growing misconduct.
Yes.
Quoting Senator Carl Levin, offshore tax cheating's become so large that no one, not even the United States government, could go after all
well,
of it.
Well, it'd be a good call and get me the Caymans on the phone. Hello, Caymans.
It's always the firm, isn't it? It's always the firm.
Of course it is.
Our boys in Chicago aren't going to like that. The report even names names. Called to testify, New York Jets owner Robert Wood Johnson IV.
Oh, Woody.
Yes.
That's his nickname, Woody.
Wood Johnson.
Yeah, Wood Johnson.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers producer Haim Saban. And prominent Bush supporters Charles and Sam Wiley, who've already pleaded the fifth, have Wiley. All been called to testify.
Buzz?
Yes?
Excuse me.
Again? Oh, my. A comment from Don. That was not a keyboard. That was Sean. Not a keyboard.
It sounded very keyboard. I was on the hands keyboard.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Mel Gibson's miniseries about the Holocaust on ABC has been scrapped, but not because of his anti-Semitic tirade.
You gotta hand it to him.
Says ABC. It was scrapped, says the network, because there was no script. Disney, which owns ABC, says it accepts Mel's apology for his anti-Semitic remarks. And will still release his next weird theatrical movie.
We accept the apology, but unfortunately, we will not be able to continue with the project. Your history, Mel Gibson.
It was, meanwhile, Mel Gibson who put the website TMZ on the Google map. By scooping everyone on the Mel Gibson story, TMZ rose to prominence Friday, alongside sites like Drudge, Smoking Gun, and Perez Hilton. It is essentially a gossip magazine taken to a whole new level with video cameras and deep contacts in the entertainment world. But TMZ screwed the pooch by reporting a police cover-up of Gibson's anti-Semitic remarks that turned out not to be true.
You know, the only thing that would make this Gibson scandal a little better would be some lovely video.
Nice
video.
Got some video for you.
Yeah, let me sweeten that for you.
It's too good to be Jew.
Speaking of...
The problem is the Jew rhymes with almost everything.
Yes.
Too good to be true.
Of course.
We did them all yesterday. Although I find that a wonderful double standard...
He is in development of a sitcom, though. Really? Well, you know, Tony Danza's show got canceled, so yeah. Jews the Boss will be coming back in a new incarnation.
There you go. It had to be Jew. I mean, come on, please.
The Mel Gibson projects are infinite.
It is an endless supply. Boy, now you got me thinking about playing the Jew game.
But it would last too long. Because everything rhymes.
Everything rhymes with Jew.
It's the ooh sound.
All right, never mind. I will just shift gears and let's move on, Buzz.
Speaking of video, as we were, congratulations to YouTube for overtaking MySpace as the most popular website. The online video library has seen nearly a 300% increase in its Nielsen rating in just the last 6 months.
What does YouTube do?
YouTube is a library
That's
of videos.
Crazy videos of people like being like Gene the Dancing Machine.
Oh, really? But also clips from television shows and events in the news as well.
So you know what Mel Gibson calls it, of course?
YouTube, of course.
YouTube.
Investors say the company is now worth more than Rupert Murdoch's MySpace, and while MySpace user numbers have leveled off, YouTube's numbers continue to grow.
Oh, cool.
If it weren't so darned hot, Kansans would probably turn out in record numbers for today's big August 1st election. After all, something nearly everyone has an opinion about is on the ballot, and the polls are still open.
Hey, you know, I realize that we do a national show.
Right.
I know we broadcast to Wichita, right? But really, is it important that we have news on our national show that appeals to Wichita?
Anytime, anywhere in the country, be it Wichita or somewhere else, something happens on this front, I make it a point to report it.
Oh, so it's just not the fact that they're having an election in August. Which
you're
is
not
like,
succumbing to the desire, the overwhelming desire to be the favorite son.
No. Right. No, that ship has sailed.
See, I thought the angle you're going for was that it's like an off-season election. I mean, who has an election? You're saying yourself.
August 1st.
Who has an election on August 1st?
What's that about?
What's an election
for? I'll tell you. It's the Judeo-Christian story of the creation.
There it is again.
Yeah, is this have anything to do with Wichita, the home of Pizza Hut?
Well, yes, it does.
Oh, really?
And the birthplace of mentholatum. The Judeo-Christian story of creation is on the ballot against the science of evolution.
Judeo!
It's actually just a state school board election, a board taken over by Christian conservatives in the last election.
You knew about that board of education when you were growing up, didn't you?
Sam's horse had one. You bet your ass. It was like one of those things you would chop bread on.
Right. The current school board rewrote its definition of the word science.
He had a big chopping block, and he wrote on there with his stupid old man magic marker. Board of Education.
Very common.
Really, my dad would beat our asses with
a lot
this
of dads
thing.
Did that.
No point in punishing if you're not going to corporal punish.
That's right.
The current Kansas School Board also ordered...
You sure are right, Mike.
Thank you. ...that creationism
thank you.
Be taught alongside evolution in public school science classes.
Hey, when are we going to New Jersey?
You know something? That Board of Education your father used...
New Mexico.
...taught you how to mind your P's and Jews.
It did.
The Jew England Patriots. Mm-hmm. I love that thing.
But in the evolution election in Kansas today, it is so hot, perhaps a lot of older voters won't make it to the polls. You know what they say, survival of the fittest.
Hey, you're listening to the Joe, Don, and Mike show. I didn't say when a show is tired or when a radio station plays the same records.
But new, so you were rhyming with new.
That's right.
I'm going to make...
I love the Jew sound of the Don and Mike show. We went through a phase in our career where we were forced to do that by our radio station.
New sound.
Right. They all do that.
Mel Gibson.
Here's my bold statement of the day. Women are getting more beautiful. I'll explain when we return.
Okay.
You should have been in the pool. I couldn't agree more.
Exactly.
Yeah. Badass.
Well,
I was talking to myself there, too. God.
Buzz, you surprised me.
Really?
I thought you were going to go like I did.
It was tough.
For the leggy lady in the One Piece. And boy, I was the only one for her. It was a clean sweep for Heather.
She was a very well put together woman.
Nice
but everybody went with the tan and Heather, I think.
Right. Yeah. But they're both winners as far as I'm concerned. And women are getting more beautiful. And I will explain when we do return.
Ooh, no!
Let's take us a break, bud.
Don and Mike, go to break.
Number 4 Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
He's a local boy. He's just terrific.
He's our new leader.
He's like too much.
Like too much what?
He's one of the truly great swingers of all time.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, you see how great it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello.
They are ready to bump uglies for ye.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
What are the show? Buzz News brought to you by Ford. Bold moves. It's only Tuesday. Think about the weekend. Tell you one thing, my friends. The three-letter word starts with H. Andrew T. I'm not the hits with my other hot. H-O-T. Hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk. Hot enough to fry a dog's brain.
Yeah, baby.
Take care of your pets this weekend.
Woo!
Don't you go diet on me, Fido. I'm Fat Clark. I'm talking even though the vocals go up. Jam. Sixies on checks. I guess the guy on X, who's the worst? Really, the guy could
I think
not.
You guys are the only ones that listen to it, too.
The guy could not hit a post on a record. Let me get a real easy one.
Okay.
A real short one.
Okay.
And at least when he does it, it's always something worthwhile that he's saying. A scoop of ice cream!
Yeah, hold on. It'll be like this. It'll be, XM 60s on 6. I'm Fat Clark. Harry Chapin.
Let's
child arrived.
Cats in the Cradle. Silver Spoon.
That bad.
Yeah, and
wow.
I know the song was not from the 60s, but the guy's on the 60s channel, and he's so bad, you know, because they voice track a lot of stuff, like a lot of radio stations do, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a disc jockey coming on, and it's a tape.
Sure.
But it's obvious the guy's live.
Right.
When I was the guy's live, he's given time checks and stuff, and he just cannot walk up a record to save his ass.
Isn't that really the first thing you learn in DJ school, is to not walk on the vocal?
It's one of two things.
What?
Because he'll either step on it, or he'll leave it 8 seconds short.
And you did both that time, which was great.
Yeah, or a lot of times you would get like 60s, Fat Clark, Ice Cream.
Yeah, let's boogie.
And then nothing.
That's it. And then it was... It's all of it, nothing.
And he's a large man?
Well, we looked at his web picture, Mike.
You took the time.
Yeah, visit the internet.
The time and the care. The internet is not the friend of radio.
But sometimes you get one of these.
Don't I know that?
Pat Clark with you. He loved him in the 60s. Influential. Harry Milson.
Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking at me.
I don't
XM.
Wow. Will you take one request?
Yeah.
Will you do the way he handles a jingle that sings on it?
Okay. You can do this without a record. It's just like... Hey, it's Pat Clark with you. How you doing, everybody, on XM? Yeah, I'm playing your favorite songs right now. Really? Over,
oh, my God. Yeah.
Over every single... Hey, it's Pat Clark with you. Totally ignoring what the jingle singers are doing in the background right now on XM. Ice cream.
Love it.
Punctuates a lot of his comments with ice cream.
Fat Clark.
I like
that.
Fat Clark.
Fat Clark.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there, Buzz.
If you need another reason to believe what science has already shown us about evolution, what if I told you that women are getting more beautiful? New research shows that attractive couples, like Brad and Angelina...
I would tell you, you've seen my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was that not slick of me?
That was very slick.
Very Steve McQueen.
Me too.
Thank you.
when you throw one out like that, I always got to sneak it in there.
You know what? And I didn't even bring it up because we've been so busy coming back with all the stuff we did this weekend.
Right.
It was the first time you guys met my girlfriend
at
the baseball game over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. She was lovely, and she was very, very nice.
Very lovely and very nice.
Yeah, forget the nice part.
Yeah,
right?
Very lovely.
She was lovely, but not so nice.
Okay. That was you.
That's right.
That was simply you. Simply you.
New research shows that attractive couples like Brad and Angelina are 26% more likely to have their first child be a girl. Men, by the way, according to the study, are not getting more attractive in the evolutionary
process. You know where this research was done?
Where?
10800 Main Street. Fairfax, Virginia.
Scientists at the London School of Economics say it appears to be a strategy that each sex has adopted to survive. Daughters, they say, benefit more from attractive features than do sons. Sons, they say, benefit from status and wealth, which don't require good looks.
You know, I saw Rob's kids.
I'm proof of that, Buzz.
Yeah. And my kids, you know, and I think we're textbook examples of that.
Precisely.
We have attractive children, and look at, you know, we're beasts.
Rob's more so than you.
Scientific basis for that.
And my son is strong.
You mean more attractive children or the fact that he's more of a beast?
You don't have to answer that.
No, you know what I mean.
I understand,
He's a beast.
Right.
Are you kidding?
'Twas the beast that fathered the children.
And look at his kids.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful children.
Lovely. Exactly.
They're
turning down modeling contracts day and night.
And not that you're not pushing them.
Of course.
Always.
Women teachers are also getting more attractive. In Waterbury, Connecticut, they're considering telling them to stop wearing stretch pants and low-cut tops.
Oh, babe. Come on.
Or sundresses.
Who's the hump that came up with that rule?
Incredible!
Or skirts that are more than 3 inches above the knee. No facial piercings, and for God's sake, no sandals. Oh, and no hats. You know what a hat does to a kid.
Right.
But nothing about underwear in the rules. Still, teachers say the dress code is
insulting.
Hi, I'm Mr. Burbank. I'm here for my parent-teacher conference with a pantyless teacher.
Professor Burbank.
I understand that you won't let Johnny wear a hat.
Uh-huh. I'm not wearing underpants.
I'm your substitute teacher. I'm Professor Burbank.
I'm Mr. Burbank.
You can call me Commando Burbank.
I like kitties.
Class is in session. Speaking of short skirts and tight sweaters, Fox News has settled a sexual discrimination lawsuit for nearly $250,000. Fox has to pay the government $225,000, or paid to women, four women rather, $225,000 through the government to women who say they faced sexual harassment as well as discrimination. From Fox News Vice President Joe Chalemi, they say he used obscene terms to describe women.
Hey, Joe.
Yep.
You're my man. And, you know, something Mike and I were talking about earlier today.
Were you thinking about the total lack of sexual harassment in our little male environment?
Our little clubhouse here?
Not total.
I sure was.
Talking about something Mike and I were doing before the show today. Mm-hmm. We had so much going on. We were going to come on today at 3 o'clock and say, hey, listen, everybody in the entertainment world is ganging up on Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No one's gotten his back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, Mel, we just want to say,
we're with you.
We've got your back.
We're behind you. Yeah. We're with you. We don't understand what all furious about.
I get it.
You've been saying what everybody's been saying behind closed doors
right. For
years. Mel, we are here with you on the Don and Mike Show while the rest of the Hollywood community turns his back on you.
But you didn't do that. You've been shunned by everybody, but not by this show. And then we just sit in the office and wait to be fired.
We really did it upstairs.
It was so funny.
Show
because you're sitting there, you know what? Everybody is picking on this poor man.
He's so prosecuted,
America.
So unfairly prosecuted, you know. Okay, so he said a couple of things. It's America. Mel, what can I say? You know we agree with you. He says no one's got the balls to stand up. Where's Ed Asner? Where are your Hollywood friends now? Where's your friend Ron Howard?
Where are your crony? Yeah.
We were doing that show in the office before. We didn't get around to it today.
Where's your friend Spielberg? Maybe a bad choice there.
Probably a bad choice. Yes.
Anyway, the Fox News vice president apparently also swore he'd hire a woman over a man because she'll, quote, most likely get pregnant and leave, end quote. Fox settled the suit because some of this was caught on tape.
Uh-oh.
A visit to Circumcision Fest 06.
Oh, no.
After the break.
No. Oh, man.
You know, when you have that story, I sure hope you have a clip.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Farley.
I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. All things equal, they prefer dog vomit. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You are so right. Hiya, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. If you enjoy, one more showbiz note, if you enjoy the acting skills of the young man who plays Harry Potter in the movies, you want to catch his London stage debut next year. He will appear nude on stage in a production of Equus.
Yeah!
The Story of a Horse.
Yeah!
Incredible!
And the stable boy who loved him.
Oh, hello.
The Story of a Horse.
Oh, baby. And finally, it's a big day for young boys in Kosovo. It's time for the annual Circumcision Festival.
Oh.
More than 100 toddlers are getting the snip-snip in a traditional ceremony for the Albanians of Kosovo, the Serbs, and the Muslims of Bosnia. A barber does most of the cutting. A couple of doctors pitch in with anesthetics.
Hello.
Quoting a reporter, it dates from when people had no money. It was simpler for everybody to just share the expense.
Oh, God.
Circumcision by a bargain barber. What could possibly go wrong?
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, thank you there.
Oh, I
want to
go swimming again.
You got to fly. Thank you for getting in the pool.
Yeah,
we'll see you tomorrow. A new episode, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you there,
the wonder of the world!
Hello to Mike Farrell. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.